He's encouraged this to happen, and he's even complained that this community hasn't gone further. So I don't understand why would say he's like somehow drawn some clear line around family members. He just hasn't. He said anybody connected to these people is fair game.
Anybody connected to these people, like the people that are actively involved in these servers that are harassing every single person, I mean, not their fucking children. People will send me sometimes, like, here's a 7-hour recording from Jistical's room where they're talking about how you're a rapist. Or here's like a here's a 5-hour recording from Pisco's voice chat where Jistical and some people are talking about how you abused Anna. Or here's a 6-hour recording of Kelly Jean and these other people in Counterpoint's voice chat. Like, it's just like, what? Like, at all hours of the day, they're in these voice chats talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Let's be real. This whole drama is just about Des Diddy losing his orbiters because they were given undeniable proof that he's a piece of shit. You're giving this dude too much charity, Risco. Doobie, by the way, outed himself last night as being a prolific child porn hunter who tries to ask little girls in his Discord server every day whether or not they've been trading child porn of themselves to other people so that he can turn them in to the FBI. I wish that any part of what I just said was an exaggeration, but it is absolutely true, and it is probably some of the most insanely fucking weird shit I've ever heard in my entire fucking life. Like, what the fuck, bro? Why?
Maybe you guys just like, you think that if they were to go to a computer, they'd find like sus shit or something. But I'm telling
you,
yes,
you
can't, later you find that this person is actually.
Keep yapping. Filibuster the same dumb point. You're not in your hug box anymore.
You should actually go to the police, turn it over, so that the police will find this person who's been sex trafficking a minor. That's what you should actually do. Yes.
Doobie, if you were to go to some store and some guy was like selling like cheap baking soda or something, and it was expensive and you bought it, and then you went back to your house and you're like, oh shit, this guy sold me a bunch of crack cocaine. Do you think that if you called the cops and you told them, could you come over here? Like, I accidentally bought a whole bunch of fucking cocaine, like all this stuff. Can you like take this and go arrest this? Do you think most people would recommend you call the cops in that situation?
No, I think you go to the police station, turn it over, tell them where you got it from.
You would go to the cops. You would go to the cops with all of your drugs, and you would tell the cops.
The cops are just like, God. Like, you don't think they're going to...
No, the cops are just
you're a child.
Holding a thing.
Oh, actually,
you're legitimately... You're a child, Doobie. That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I think you are behaving like a child. And I think everybody with a working brain here...
Oh, my God.
Doobie, when did you first learn you're a jackass?
If you were to go to the police and say, hey, police, I found this meth on the side of the fucking road, they're not going to fucking arrest you. They might question you.
No,
they're not going to fucking arrest you for meth.
Oh, my God. You show up at a police station and you're like, cops, I have all this illegal meth, but like, it's an accident. I don't know how I got it. Like, can you guys go look?
No, no, it's an accident. I don't know how I got it. Somebody gave it to me, or this guy sold it to me.
Somebody gave it to me.
Or it was in my fucking grocery bag. Like, so you're just saying, oh, I don't know.
You showed up my groceries, cops. I don't know how it got here. Please tell me,
please.
You went to the police station. You said, hey, this guy that I've been talking to for like a year has given me like
20
pounds of it.
Here. It's such a simple thing.
Doobie. Were you not, by the way, have you not been in this fucking Discord?
Why are you trying
like
to
this
help
whole
him
week?
It's not going to work.
Being
you're
like, oh my God, I'm so scared
is
that
you
Destiny's going to dox me and I just want to spend time with my family. I don't
words
want to get doxed
you're
by
you're
Destiny.
A dumbass
so scared of him.
You're way more
meanwhile,
stupid than Destiny.
You're
you should just let him defend himself. He doesn't need your help.
You sit in servers and you have 600 people and you can't out any DDG your throat. Like, chill, dog. It's not that deep.
Bernie, I can help switch you guys out here.
Please shut up. So again, totally ridiculous to think that you would be arrested for turning over something that you've later found out was child porn and telling the cops, hey, this is a guy who's selling child porn on the fucking internet.
Wait, Doobie, but
that's
the dumbest
shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
What if you got the crack? Wait. What if you gave the person that gave you crack cocaine, you knew them for like a year and you're in communications with them?
Wait, hold on. So
I guess I would just go to the police.
And a year later, you find out it was crack cocaine. Yeah, you should just turn it over to the fucking cops and be like, hey, this guy's doing drugs.
Not a year, not a year later.
Know,
but the person, the person that you've been talking
do you really think that if you found like child porn on, let's say, your father's phone or something, right? Because I feel like a lot of you guys were diddles as children.
Yeah, can you just answer the question?
Naked pictures of your dick, like as a child, on your dad's phone. Sure. Do you really think you'd be arrested if you went to the cops with it?
No, because
with your own porn that you were a victim of. No, yeah. Doobie. Why are you even acting like that's the same? Doobie,
okay.
Hold on.
So in that situation, there's some nuance. You could say, oh, hey, here's all this.
When it's your, when you're the victim, Doobie, no shit, Sherlock.
You're going to listen to your fucking explanation, right? They're going to actually look into it. But you're thinking of the roast.
Because you're the victim, Doobie, no shit.
You were given this stuff. Well, you're a victim of receiving the shit without your consent, or you didn't know it's child porn. You were sent a bunch of illegal shit without your consent. So yes, you should turn it over. And you're
Doobie, that's the analogy that I made that you didn't answer. You didn't address it.
At that point, I've put myself like in an affirmative defense position. I'm saying, yeah, I have a whole bunch of child porn, but I didn't want it. I didn't know. Huh? Why the fuck would anybody advise you to ever put yourself in that position?
Wait, hold on. Because the alternative destiny is what actually happened, which is you hold on to it or you try to delete it. And then later people find out you're in possession of it. And they wonder why the fuck you were so suspect and why you tried to hide it. Right, so
Doobie, I don't actually, give a again, with all actually, due respect. Doobie, and hold on, and I don't further, give a fuck. And further, and further, Doobie, why would I give a fuck further, what random people further, on the internet think no, compared to up. One, I'm whether you could get arrested, I'm or talking, two, what the actual like wait, morally right thing wait, to do is? To hey, Doobie, just curious, did Save a Sexual ever contact the cops with all the child porn he was looking for?
Wait a second.
Repeat the same dumb talking part. Go ahead, Doobie. You've lost this.
Oh my god, you're gonna keep saying this. I know it works for your vegetables in here, but I'm sorry. Like I think anybody with working brains hearing this knows you're full of shit. So again, are you saying that?
Sorry, but I'm going to disagree with you. My brain isn't working.
Gather, why do you keep trying to help together? Please just control yourself. Just control your impulses and shut up, please. So again, the further problem with what you did is that the person who was selling CSAM on fucking Twitter to lots of people who didn't know CSAM was victimizing this minor. That person now gets away with it, right? Now they don't have the evidence that you had on hand that they did this. Right, so you've not only have you failed in doing what you should have done. I think what the responsible things to do, the moral thing to do, is turning it over to the fucking police. But you've in some way protected this solo guy who was victimizing a minor. So it's just totally
Doobie. I was on the verge of filing a case relating to this guy. That's been completely put on hold because of Pixie and you, like sycophantic, crazy people stalking me. Number one. Number two, why couldn't Saba have reported this guy? You admit that Saba was searching the internet for child porn and using it to get this girl to join Pixie's case, right?
When did we find out that...
Saba was searching the internet for child porn, right?
I don't know. So let me ask you the question. So when did the Saba thing happen?
Like, after her dox was revealed. After she was doxed to people when she was 17.
Yeah. So after the dox was revealed, then yes. Yes, he was.
So Saba was searching the internet for child porn, right? Not turning it into the FBI or whatever, right? And all of Gistical's server, all of your buddies and friends in there, none of them seemed to care. None of them turned it in. Isn't it weird that there was a whole server that was championing a guy searching the internet for child porn just to own me as a pedophile?
I don't think that's true. So
what part of what I just said was not true? Okay, don't filibuster and ramble. What part of what I just said was not true?
You don't need to interrupt. I can tell you. So my understanding, and I don't know the whole Saba situation because again, I
stop filibustering. Answer the question. What was not true that I just said, Doobie?
Not talking. I'm trying to get there. I just want to be clear. I wasn't in the server at the time, so I don't know the whole situation. But my understanding is that the reason they thought what Saba was doing was not malicious initially, and was like coming from like good
2 to 3 business days.
Please stop. It's because this girl. I'm getting there.
Is this ethical child porn then? He wasn't being malicious?
No, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Please wait. So, because this girl still had news of herself on Twitter when she was a minor, and he wanted to let her know so she can get it taken down. And apparently helped her get it taken down at some point. So,
really?
Here's something that,
wait.
Please.
Wait. Why would he have to post his emails in Gistical server if that's all he was doing? Why would he have to contact Joanne if that's all he was doing?
I didn't say that was all he was doing. So I said
he was grooming her, right? He was grooming her.
No, what? No.
He literally said, I'm extending an olive branch. I thought I could do you a favor as a sign of good faith. Good to be a victim in my court case, right?
Wait, hold on. You think that's grooming?
You asked me a question, so let me answer. Doobie, because you don't like the answer. Yes, when you misrepresent your relationship with somebody, especially in a sexual manner, in order to extract a favor from them later, yeah, that's a form of grooming, especially when we're talking about
mine. Sexual manner is really fucking weird, and you know that's doesn't.
Well, by
sense.
The way, when you
hold
say
on, wait, the sexual manner was for her child porn online,
caveman, stop talking.
Telling her that he's found her child porn, but he's doing her a big favor by deleting some of it, and then he's telling her that she needs, or that he hopes she does the right thing, that she needs to communicate with a lawyer to give a deposition that she doesn't want to give for a court case that's already partially ruined her life. You don't think that's grooming?
No, that's ridiculous. I don't think
I've never had a conversation with her.
Please. So I think my understanding of what happened is that initially he reached out to her, and you can say he was doing this because eventually he wanted to try to convince her to be part of the case. And maybe that's true. I don't know. But I,
not, wait, but hold on, wait. I just want to be clear. Be clear this one point, Doobie.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Doobie, you spineless, silly fuck. Be clear on this one point, Doobie. You think there's a chance that he was just contacting her out of the goodwill of his heart?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though he's done this exact same behavior with, hold on, just curious. Hasn't he done this same, like, I found your nudes thing with Kelly Jean in the past?
I have no fucking idea.
Hasn't he done the same thing with contacting girls from Darius' history in the past?
And this is another point. Hold on. This should be another point in the direction of me not being like part of
No, it's not, Doobie. Because when you say you don't know, you think it's your shield. Doobie, it's not a shield. Doobie. You not knowing this is not your shield. It is a shovel. You are digging your own grave, Doobie. How can you not know anything about any of these people? Listen to you, Doobie. I wasn't in the server. But I'm going to defend them to the death while I call you a pedophile? You're fucking retarded, Doobie. You should just sit down, shut the fuck up, and don't be involved in any of this. You have no business talking about any of this. But here you are, hour after hour, day after day, every single night, you're in these DCs, talking for hours. Creepy. It's weird. And you're retarded.
You're lying and you're twisting shit. It's nonsense. So again, I don't know what he did with Kelly Jean. I don't know the fucking guy, right? I didn't know what he was doing at the time. I don't know. However, I wouldn't be surprised if the reason he did it from the start was to try to get involved to get her involved in the court case because he doesn't look fucking like you.
Yeah,
I would not be surprised at all. Right, that could absolutely be the case. I just don't. But however, even if that were the case, I wouldn't consider that grooming. I think it's fucking weird for him to do as like a random ass person on the internet. I don't think it's grooming.
I was not grooming.
When I think of grooming, that isn't what I think of. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay, how about extortion of blackmail?
If you want to say he was like trying to like weasel his way in as like a friendly person to like convince her eventually to do this other thing, maybe.
Yeah. What do you call? What's a short word for weaseling your way in, pretending to be a friendly person, especially to somebody who's much younger, who's been a victim of sexual abuse?
If you want grooming that way, sure. Okay.
Okay. Like sure. Let's do it.
But
yeah.
That is not. But I think when I think grooming, I think of like in some kind of sexual way, some kind of like weird pervert.
Like involving somebody's posted porn that you now know where it is, by the way, conveniently now that he has all the links to it. And
okay, if you're claiming that he was like holding on to it or something. I don't think there's any evidence for that. My
I didn't say that. Hold on, Doobie. He was searching for it and she knows that, right? She knows that he searched for all of her child porn and maybe has it on his computer, maybe not. She doesn't know that, right? And didn't he say in the very first email, I'm extending an olive branch? What does an olive branch imply, Doobie? I'm doing you a favor with no expectation of anything in return?
No, I think it's the idea that you're showing goodwill, essentially. He wants to show her that he is not like a dangerous person who's trying to hurt her.
Yes, so that he can extract favors from her.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily so he can extract favors, but just like...
You think an olive branch is just a one-way...
Yeah.
Oh my God, Doobie. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
That's
all right. So Saba was extending an olive branch, searching this girl's child porn, posting about it in Justicle's server. They were all celebrating him, clapping along as he did it. He never got banned for any of it.
That's not true.
What part did I just say was not true?
So again, to the next thing you said that wasn't true. There's a lot of things you said that weren't true earlier. So the next thing you said wasn't true is that they were clapping along as he did it. My understanding, again, is that they didn't even know he was doing this initially. He was doing this by himself in like his emails and didn't tell anybody. And then later...
After they found out, they banned him?
Hold on. So then later he told them, and the consensus was weird behavior, not malicious, but weird fucking behavior, and they let him stay on the server.
He said that they found out like a month later after they did.
Yeah, I think like a month later. Again, I'm not sure the exact timeline, but my understanding is that they had no idea while he was doing it. He didn't tell anybody.
So when Justicle says here, when he gives this explanation of everything that Saba did, I posted this in the chat. That sounds like he's saying it was creepy and bad, but I guess we'll let him stay there.
Didn't Wicked Supreme reply to Saba when he posted the email saying, hey, dude, what the fuck is wrong with your name, basically?
Yeah, again, I don't know. Look at my understanding.
Look at the messenger post.
Oh my God. I'm telling hold on. I'm reading.
Yeah, assume it's true and then answer it.
No, I'm not going to assume these. You guys lie all the fucking time. I would assume that anything is
true. I haven't lied about a single thing, you sniveling fuck. Yes, you lie about me all the time.
But you've lied about like five things in the last 10 minutes. What are you talking about?
Really? What was one thing I lied about, Doobie?
Okay. One.
Exactly. Eat shit, Doobie. Look at Stacey. When Stacey down here says, good guy, Saba.
What you lied about? I say one and you interrupt me. Like really? That's
what did I lie about?
Okay. One, the idea that you spoke to your lawyers and they told you not to turn the shit over to the police.
Did I say that?
Yes. Yes, you did. You say you did speak to your lawyers about this shit. You did.
Here's
that,
what yes. I hear. Let me repeat it since you missed it because you're so desperate for this own because you guys wanted to get, I guess, Brettler fucking arrested. What I said any lawyer would tell you is
what I said any lawyer would tell you,
and I spoke to half dozen lawyers about this, is they said, this is what they said. They said, I'm not going to tell you, you know, not going to tell you to delete it because that would be destruction of evidence. But definitely not going to tell you to give it to the cops because you'd be turning yourself in for a crime. So, you know, whatever you do, like, here's what could happen no matter what path you take. That's what they're going to say. A lawyer's not going to tell you, oh, yeah, go destroy that evidence. That would be fucking retarded.
Wait, hold on.
But a lawyer's never going to tell you, go to the cops and turn yourself in for a thing that you think you didn't do a crime in. That's retarded,
okay, no,
too.
But we're you're doing it again. So to be clear, it wasn't just that you destroyed it or didn't turn it in. It was for almost a year. God of War.
What?
Right?
It was what?
It's not just that you didn't turn it in or you destroyed it. It's that you held on to it for almost a year after you were made aware it was probably child porn.
You have no idea what is on my computer or what's not on my computer.
You said it yourself. You were asked
you're going by, you said you, yes, by the way, you're going by leaked DMs between me and Willie, where I tell Willie that...
It's what you said.
No. Where I tell Willie that as soon as I started to realize where the conversation was going, I said, I've fulfilled all my obligations in court, and that's all I wanted to say about it. I didn't say I have fucking child porn on my computer. We've seen now through motion after motion that Pixie's lawyers will throw literally whatever the fuck they can into whatever.
To Pixie. I don't care about Pixie.
Because that was the reason why I said what I did. Because if I may even mention anything about anything on my computer,
you know it's a fucking lie.
Even if, Doobie, you guys can, I know that you're so horny.
I know you're
so horny for one leak DM, Thorny. It's not inconvenient for me. Doobie, here's why it's not inconvenient, Doobie. Here's why it's inconvenient for you, Doobie. Even if I grant you all of that, Doobie, even if I grant you all of that, even if I grant you every, is this really what he does? Every single night. I never said my lawyer told me to hold on anything. Those words never left my mouth. That's the talking points that you guys workshopped amongst yourselves when you guys walk into your weirdo, creepy pedophile discords all night long. No,
that's what you said, Willie Mac.
Even if I did have it, even if I did have it for a year, if at the end of that year I was like, oh, I guess it's really child porn, it would still be, I'd probably not turn it into the fucking cops because that would be fucking crazy. Okay, and
so
nobody
was for almost a year.
I never said that. I'm saying that even if I granted that, no, I didn't say that. Doobie, can you not hear? Doobie, are you fucking retarded?
When I pulled
Doobie, I just said, even if I granted that, nobody would tell you.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Other than
it's
fucking pathetic.
I don't know if it's actually, second language for you.
It is the most pathetic shit. How fucking pathetic can you be to talk about me so much? Are you jealous?
What the fuck do you mean?
Is it because your channel never took off? Because all your shows fucking failed? Because you have to buy your way into all these servers with donations? That's the only reason any of these streamers even fucking like you? Because you donate thousands of dollars to them? Is that what's going on, Doobie?
Very convenient for you. But when you say, but yes, what did you mean? When Willie Mac asked you if you still had it, and you said yes, what did you mean?
Well, I don't think that was the exact... I don't think those were the lines.
No, it was, but yes. Okay, I'll do it again. Really quickly. I'll just find the screenshot for you, and you can tell us all what you meant. Again, I don't know if it's like an English second language thing. I don't know if you just use words differently. But to me, when you say, but yes, when you're asked if you still have the video, that means yes.
Yeah, I went for the screenshot.
I'll find it for you, and you can just tell us what you meant.
Hold it.
Picture, it didn't happen.
Real quick though, like if you got drugs from somebody that you're in communication with for over a year, or like to 6 months or so, do you think that person that if they came,
who the fuck are you? Shut up.
Jesus.
What? That was a good question.
That was a good question.
I'm an attorney. I can help you guys with regards to like the actual like what you would do with it. It would be insane to turn that over to the police because if someone told you online that it's child porn, for you then to go to the cops and say, "Hey guys, I think I have child porn," he was told it was not, and then someone online who doesn't like him accuses it of being child porn, for him to then just turn that over to the police and try like see if he and then hope they believe him, and like it would be insane to turn that over at that point. And if he tried to delete it or anything like that, if it turned out it wasn't. It's deleting evidence.
Yeah, so if you look at side chat and scroll up a little bit. So here, when you're asked directly if you should have that video, and the video is one that you posted a screenshot of, like the top of it, and you said it was like insane that she was doing this when she was 17, or minor, I don't remember the exact wording. And
we can read the messages from the top. Notice how as soon as he says, if you're sending me this, I'm guessing you saw the video. Notice that my first response is, depends on why you're asking, sweats to me. Every message past that point is a litigation posture message. If you can't tell that, if you're retarded, I can't help you. If you think I have all this child porn, pretty sure 400 fucking people have reported me to the FBI by now. So whatever's going to be investigated has been or will be fucking investigated. But the idea of trying to harp on this point when Saba Sexual was literally searching for this girl's child porn in order to blackmail her into joining my court case while the entire justice server clapped along, but you're sitting here having the same debate over this same fucking leaked screenshot day in and day out for months is crazy to me.
Okay, so what's crazy to me is that you just totally avoided all of this. So you're telling me that when you were asked this, everything from but yes forward is like posture for litigation. So why not just say but no? No, you don't have it.
Because
what you're talking about again is child porn.
Oh, sorry, I thought you wanted explanation, but you're filibustering. Go ahead. Yeah, I know you're nervous.
No, go for it. Just tell me. Why?
Because as soon as I start saying, no, there are huge swaths of messages that I no longer possess, and I'm in a case where Pixie's lawyer is taking every single supposed lack of evidence I have and saying, oh, this proves all of this stuff. Why the fuck would I say that and then have her go, oh, actually, we think that he sent all this stuff to Rose, but we can't prove it because he said he deleted all the videos. Do you know how fucking retarded that sounds?
Okay. So then when he says, bro, you just let me know you still have CP computer. When you went forward and you justified having the CP videos or potential CP videos, all that was posture for litigation is what you're saying.
My answers past that point, yes, are as trying to be as
that
careful
is the
as possible.
I've ever heard in my life. Like,
Doobie,
how,
you understand
how,
that I'm Doobie, I'm trying to explain, but you keep filibustering because you know you're wrong. You understand that opposing counsel just filed a crazy spoliation motion against me 2 days ago because they're saying I don't have a perfect crystal clear copy of messages with a girl who got into a car accident and broke her brain in 2023? And you're saying, Destiny, you really think I'm supposed to believe that you'd be worried that they're going to claim that you're deleting or hiding evidence? Are you fucking retarded?
Okay, let's do this then. Let's see what you offered your legal advice earlier. So yeah. Would you have told him to make copies of the CP, say that it was saved to his computer, and he did it because he didn't want to risk spoliation?
It's not CP based on the information he had at the time. That based what he had been told initially was she was 19. Then someone online says, hey, she's underage. That doesn't turn into CP. And the idea goes, just because someone said it online, you believe it. He didn't have any evidence that it was. And so going over to the cops and saying, I think I have CP off that alone is insane. Like there's no reason. All you're doing is putting yourself in a...
Yeah, it's really quick. Sure. So one, that's stupid. It's two, I think you're misunderstanding. So at this point, and correct me if I'm wrong, at this point she'd been doxxed. Right? So I think there's strong reason to believe she's 17 years old at the time. Right? So in those videos, she's 17. He even says right above, it's insane. It's absolutely insane to think about him doing all this if she was 17. In the video that he posted, or the screenshot of the video that he posted. So you're telling me that everything passes. I don't know if you've read the screenshots in the side chat. You're telling me that all that is something that you'd tell him to say in response to these questions, i.e.
I never said that my lawyer told me to say any of this. All I'm saying is, when I say litigation posture, what I mean is, if these messages leak, is Pixie's lawyer going to grab one of these and try to use this as proof of spoliation that I'm deleting or hiding evidence?
Okay.
Because if he deleted all those things and it turned out she was over 18,
you misunderstand me. So what would you tell him to do in this case then? So obviously not delete it. You're saying not turn it over to the police. So what should he have done?
In that specific situation, like based on the information I have, I'd be still holding on to saying we don't have true evidence that it actually is, that it actually is CP. And therefore, you're in a bit of a bind. There is a situation where it goes, what is your best option? Turning over to the police, I don't see as in any way helping because it looks like I said, it could be arrested because you do have possession of it. And it looks like you're just trying to cover your ass by saying, oh, someone else said they gave it to me. And if that assumes they believe you, if you delete it, and they find out you deleted it and turns out she's over 18, you might get hit with a, it's going to be a risk assessment here. There's so many bad outcomes for him, basically.
Hold on. Who, wait.
Hold on.
Who the, wait,
like
wait, 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 wait. Wait, wait, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, 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 wait. Who the fuck was talking? Because that guy sounded like every single lawyer I spoke to. That's whoever that guy was. That sounded like every single lawyer I spoke to. Holy shit.
Every single lawyer you spoke to had no idea what the fuck was going on in the situation.
Oh, we just all don't know. Gotcha. My bad.
Can someone tell me this? For example,
he's a lawyer. Okay, you don't understand.
Tag that man. Somebody tag him.
Let's throw this off really quickly. So, Zetsui. Again, so you're telling me that here, because he wasn't like, even though she'd been doxxed at this point, so all of her shows on Kiwi Farms, and he went over the thread on Kiwi Farms where there's strong evidence that she was 17 years old at the time. And he had been told by this other person that she was 17 years old at the time, like last year, or I'm sorry, the year prior. You're telling me that if he went to the police with this and he said, hey, I was sent this stuff. I didn't know it was CSAM at the time. Now I know it's CSAM. And this guy is telling me that he was involved in selling the CSAM. You're telling me that not only would they have arrested him, they would have charged him. Like, I imagine they would have questioned him and they would have wanted to see all the screenshots and everything, all his like Discord.
Oh my God.
Put on Miss Solo to verify that Solo set this and to see, they would want to see his Discord logs and his Twitter logs with Rose to see that what she had told him her age was and all this kind of shit. If he had good reason to believe that she was a minor and adult at the time. But going
yeah, bro,
forward,
you'd advise your client to do that, right? Right?
Is, yes.
No.
Yes.
The thing is that there's a risk. Yes. The thing is that when you do that, you're so assuming ridiculous. The cops will believe you. If the cops, the thing is, you're going to explain this entire Kiwi Farms thing to get them to understand why you didn't know. And then what they do know is apparently you have it and you're in possession of it and you've said you're in possession of it and you're claiming you totally didn't know. that anyone with child porn would be able to then go to the cop and just say, hey, I had no idea, and here it is, so am I off the hook? The thing is that...
It's not just that, because there's like a long history of conversations between her and him, and now the solo guy, where he can show that he was told that she was over.
Oh, here are my totally real logs with this guy who's in the United Kingdom. He goes to a different country, by the way. Okay, so I had no idea.
I feel like you were attempting to, maybe it's because you guys are like retarded, but you're attempting to explain real things that happen, right? I.e. somebody's saying, hey, this person's sending child porn on the fucking internet. They sent it to me. Here's evidence. Here's the account. Yada, yada. Happens all the fucking time, by the way. And then those accounts were tracked down. Those people are charged.
What?
Hold on. Those accounts were tracked down. Those people are charged. So you're trying to explain, attempting to explain a totally common situation as if it's insane. And maybe it's because you don't have evidence of this, and
Boring. It's obvious when people are doing this shit, right? They're just like talking because they're nervous because they can't hear the answer. Okay. You're talking about aggressively seeking out an affirmative defense situation where the cops don't even know like a potential crime has been committed. This would be like saying you murdered some guy 5 years ago, or not murder, you killed some guy in self-defense 5 years ago, and the cops never found the body, and you were just feeling real guilty, and you went to the cops, you're like, listen, I'm going to take you out to this field. Here's a body, but I swear to God, this was self-defense. All the cops know right now is there's a dead dude and you admitted to killing him. Now what the onus is on you to prove that you shouldn't be charged with murder. Why would you go to the cops with contraband, with child porn, with drugs, or whatever else, say, hey, listen, I just want you guys to know, I got a whole bunch of legal shit, but I swear to God, like, I have a really good reason for having it. You're putting yourself in a situation where you're immediately on the back foot, and now you have to defend.
Hold on, you're saying this is like finding a dead body and reporting to the fucking police? Like, what do you...
No,
yeah, I think that was fair enough.
Maybe I missed the first part of that, but what I thought you just said, it's like finding a fucking dead body and then going to the police and saying, hey, I found this dead body. It wasn't me that killed him or some shit like this. Like, what was the first part of that?
Saying that if you killed a guy in self-defense in a cornfield 5 years ago and nobody found the body, you would never go to the cops and say, well, here's the body, but I had a really good reason for killing him. Because now you have an affirmative defense. You're admitting to kind of doing a crime, but like you have a reason for why you did it. But the only thing they know is that you committed the crime and killed the guy. And now you have to prove why it was self-defense. Nobody would tell you to go to the cops with contraband and say, tell them that you have it, but tell them that you got it for a reason that makes it not your fault. That's just never, no one's going to.
But in this case, the dead body is something that can be easily like referenced. And there's like a whole fucking trail of like the
easily referenced? Doobie, it's.
Yes, absolutely.
Doobie, it's criminal. Doobie, this is criminal shit. I would have to prove
it's criminal. I understand you'd have to prove that you weren't like seeking out child porn. I understand. I get that, right? I'm not saying that you wouldn't have to do that. They wouldn't question you. They wouldn't go through your shit and probably hold on to your shit as evidence. I understand.
Why do you think he was holding on to it?
What I'm telling you is that in this case, right, it doesn't make any sense to compare this to just finding a random ass dead body that you killed in self defense.
No one said random body. Why? We already addressed that. I don't know why you're saying random ass dead body.
Dead body that you killed 5 years ago, and now there's no evidence that you did in self defense. There's plenty of evidence here that actually you weren't intending to purchase child porn or receive child porn. You had no idea that it was child porn at the time, and now you've been informed that it was, and you're reporting it. So there's a clear trail of evidence you could find to demonstrate this and prove this. And once you were informed, you can prove that it's the moment I found out, I went to the police with it and turned it all over so you guys can find this
Doobie.
Person. So you should just go and risk. So you need to go and risk at a minimum. At a minimum,
that is extremely straightforward. Like, this is not crazy. They would not arrest you. They would not pay
you. I would bet you, my Doobie, you keep trying to say straightforward. You will not find a single, like, educated person to agree with you on this. But outside of Justical Survey, you guys might all, like, on your own, when you're workshopping your talking points, you agree with it, but no sane
about this. Like, what are you talking
you haven't.
About?
No.
Yes, I have.
No.
Yes, I have.
No.
I've
been multiple lawyers. Bring one in.
I swear to God, about this. What are you talking about?
His lawyers.
Bring a cop in.
Connor was a cop, and what he told me is exactly what I'm saying.
Bring Connor in. Bring him in.
Turn it in. It doesn't matter why you're holding on to it a year later. You need to turn it in, and when you turn it in, yes, you'll be questioned, but they're not going to arrest you if you're reporting a fucking crime.
Like, you just have to tell them. I promise there's a real good reason, officer.
Hold on. Yeah, if you can show the reason, which is the fucking logs of the Twitter.
Yeah, the reason is I can show you DMs with a guy, and I don't know who he is, and I don't know where he's from, and I don't know anything about it, but I swear to God, these are real, and all of this is a giant catfish.
Hold on. I know that it is not difficult for Discord, for the police to go to Discord, request somebody's location information, and find it.
Oh, right, so you guys, someone needs to get a VPN, right? Wait, Doobie, they couldn't be using a VPN. Doobie, they couldn't be using a VPN?
Request the location information from the solo account, They'd find from a VPN. Maybe it's another country. They could do the same with a Rose account, actually. You'd find out where she is.
You're tech anybody, retarded, too. You're just retarded. You don't know anything about what you're talking about, bro.
Unless your position is that Rose is using a VPN the entire time.
Find him in a day.
Yeah, Doobie, why do you think people don't... It's just a phone call, right? They can just trace the call, right?
This is not similar at all. Discord has the location information. They can
Do you have a VPN? What do you...
How do you think they find people who do crazy shit on Discord? Discord has location.
Because they're retarded and they don't use VPNs.
Them, demand the location information and they give it to the fucking police and then they find them.
What do you think? Location information that's if I have a VPN in Russia, what the fuck are they going to do to find my location?
Okay. So again, they could be using a VPN maybe. But again, even if you go to the police and you turn this over and they were to try to find the account and they were found that the person who's using a VPN for some reason they couldn't find them, then yeah, that would still be evidence that one, this is a real thing that happened in a real person with another account somewhere in the world. And two,
and then they would arrest you. And they'd go, sorry, we don't have evidence. So now you're going to jail for 20 years for child porn.
That doesn't make any sense. They would not arrest you for that.
That's ridiculous. Oh, Doobie, just to be clear, just so we understand each other. If let's say that somebody's like, I want to look at a whole bunch of child porn. And you're like, fuck, maybe this wasn't the best idea. I'm going to make an account. Okay. I'm going to log into Discord and a VPN. I'm going to send myself a message saying, by the way, that girl, I was in control for the whole time. Huh? Now I'm going to take that message, go to the cops, say, look, listen, I don't know if you guys are like, this is on your radar or not, but I got a bunch of this shit. But look, this guy was trying to blackmail me. I swear he's real. They go to Discord, subpoena Discord, pull the logs, like, fuck, he's on a VPN. But we can't touch this guy because he came to us first and admitted to having all of it. But there was a secret mastermind across the world that was doing this all to him. The cops just leave it alone. That's what you're saying.
Do you think it's unusual for people?
No, Doobie, is that what you're saying? What part of that did I?
You framed the story was ridiculous, but I'm asking: do you think it's unusual for people to like across the world to groom children with like their news and to extort them and for that to be reported?
You're fucking retarded, bro. This is like funny. It's actually people reporting. I wish you would have streamed this. Fuck.
You think those cases are peaceful?
I recorded it.
Arrest people.
Yeah, someone's probably recording. Hold on, just real quick. If you're recording in here, we'll ban you. Don't record this.
I'm just kidding. I would never record.
Good one.
But we're not recording.
Joking around. We're making jokes.
Particular channel.
If he did that, it'd be a massive risk to him to essentially no benefit. And the thing is that exactly. By doing those things.
Oh my god!
There is a risk to you that it requires them to believe you. Yes. You also now don't have an attorney. Yes. Remember, their goal is to be finding out any information about you, and they're going to be suspicious of you, trying to see if they can find some way to associate it to you. Also. That you're like, there's so many assumptions that are risk to you, and all those offenses would retain even if you didn't do it. So there's only downside for you. And the
big downside too. We're not talking about misdemeanor drugs. We're talking about we're talking about people like that's your huge things here. I have a kid too, right? This is not like a thing. Yeah, you're rolling the dice on crazy shit on the off chance of
the dice. It's just not rolling the dice. I'm sorry.
He's also
it is rolling the dice.
Every single criminal prosecution is perfectly innocent. People are never arrested. Their cops are never trying to get you. This is why every time.
You're assuming they would assume you're guilty when you walk up to them and say, hey, I just found this guy. There's been selling child.
Wait, Doobie. You're saying they wouldn't assume that you were guilty if you walked up to them and say, hey, I got a bunch of child porn, but I swear to God, it's. Oh, my God.
And there's a long fucking trail of metadata for fucking 2 years to prove what your interactions were with this guy. Your interactions were with this guy. You're presuming they would just ignore all that and just arrest
you. Dude, the long trail of metadata? Dude, you're like, you're talking about. You're retarded.
Okay, yes, because the not fucking metadata.
There's an entire video that's like one, like most, pretty much every single attorney's shown it where like talk to the cops, where it walks through all, even if everyone's honest, even if they try their best, they can still make a mistake that goes, you know.
Yeah, you're just incriminating yourself.
That you have so many risks to yourself that you're assuming that they get everything right, that you say everything right, that you provide everything correctly, that there's nothing what if you made a mistake and they go, you lied about this thing because he didn't report it correctly. All of those things could turn against you. There's so many things that can go wrong. And it's just, for what?
I can tell you why again, if that helps you. I'm going to tell you why.
What's the benefit versus what's the risk?
Okay, so the
Hold on. You keep saying benefit, but Doobie's about to talk about the girl or whatever. He's not thinking. He has no idea.
Yeah, he's retarded.
So that's where the benefit is. At the time, the person who told Destiny that this was CSAM, was like a minor at the time when some of these news were taken, was also sharing revenge porn of Destiny and lots of other people. So if Destiny has an incentive to want to find this fucking guy and get him charged, right? So one of the benefits is now the police are assisting in finding this guy who now has just admitted to manufacturing and selling child porn on the fucking internet. So that is a huge benefit, I think.
Right? Doobie, they're not going to go after the guy in the United fucking Kingdom.
Will. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
They absolutely do this.
But no, even let's go with that. then the question is, do you want to risk going to prison for the rest of your life for the chance at maybe trying to be able to find this guy in the UK?
They're both babies. It goes, people gets arrested? Yes.
But the girl is over 17. She's fully capable of doing this herself as well without him risking himself.
Wait, Doobie, there's something I don't understand here. What are the odds you think that you're going to go to jail if you do this?
Well, we don't. Zero. Absolutely zero.
He's a god. He can see the future.
Zero. I think I'd be held and questioned. They'd want to see the evidence. Absolutely. But no, absolutely zero.
Doobie, I'm
going to
send you
this.
Some shit. Wait, you cops never make mistakes.
You're tight defense.
Wait, whoa, what? How would this work also if you have a.
In case anyone's. There's a video that's from a cop and a defense attorney explaining like why this is a terrible idea and all the things that can go wrong.
Everybody's seen this.
It's
like, also because like, keep in mind too, not to say any crazy shit, but like, what if it was the case, because who the fuck knows at this point, because everything's so crazy in my fucking life. What if it was the case that Matt and all of you fucking weirdos, because I bet you think this too, Doobie, that Rose girl is actually lying and she masterminded all of it and she's solo. And what if the cops find that out and they're like, oh, well, looks like you were never actually in contact with an adult or whatever. Now we are going to fuck you and everything because maybe that makes it more legal or not. There's no fucking way that you could cover all your possible bases, especially in an investigation where you don't even know what the fuck is going on, right? In a catfishing international circumstance, why would you go to the cops and say, here's all this incriminating material, but I want you to take my side of the story, even though I have every incentive to lie to you to cover my own ass and hope to God that you believe me and that everything is as I think it is and everything is like good to go. You're just, there's 0% chance that could ever go wrong.
He has a bunch of enemies as well, that if suddenly they could try and like send as any information to the cops they can to try and say, no, he's lying about that, or he did know anything they can to try and get him as well. There's like, it's not even just like random person doing it.
Do you think the police are going to listen to random ass people on the internet rather than the evidence that he turns over?
Isn't that that's the evidence he has?
All the
cops are listening to random ass people online.
It's logs they can pull from Discord, logs they can pull from Twitter, that'll show exactly what was said, when it was said, with fucking location data for which devices were contacting each other. All it's all there. They're going to ignore all of that and be like, oh, well, people on fucking internet said Destiny that was looking for child porn. So
they're going to see the dude who's sending child porn online.
That's what they're going to see.
That's so ridiculous. All his defense is from random people online.
I'm sorry.
Everything's from random. The evidence that all the doxing stuff was from random people online. The solo guy is a random person online. All of this, and so the idea goes, would they believe people are random people online?
I'm not saying that what people say online is like totally irrelevant. What we're talking about here is somebody admitting online to selling child porn to manufacturing and selling child porn on the fucking internet, and Destiny reporting that to the cops. Say, hey,
Didn't he literally try to do that with the lawsuit?
And also, here's my fucking device. Go through it. You're going to find that I didn't know at the time. I was told that she was in this agency. And this is
this is retarded. That we should move on to the next point. This is stupid. This is the most retarded thing you've ever seen in your
life. But it's not. No, it's just bad faith. Like, he doesn't actually.
The person who is in JSTOC's community recording this, we're going to ban you. And anyone else we find recording this, we're going to ban you. And JSTOC, I know you're watching right now. What the fuck? Get on in here. Why are you being such a fucking coward, you little pussy?
I just want to let it be.
What
a bitch ass nigga.
But also, let's say you agree with that.
Hold on. I want you to get raped.
Jesus.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's what I want to happen to you.
Okay? Doobie, every single thing you're saying about me applies tenfold to Saba, right? Because he intentionally sought out
right here.
Doobie, he intentionally said it when he knew it was child porn, didn't go to the FBI or any of the police with it, and all logistical servers seems to not give a fuck about that. Isn't that kind of weird?
I don't agree with what Saber did. I think
I didn't ask you that. Why do you say? Wait, I didn't ask you if you agree with it.
Really quickly.
Yeah, why isn't there like a Saber crusade? Why isn't?
Yeah.
So again, if he knew at the time when he was seeking the shit out to help her get it taken down, if he knew at the time that it was child porn, I think it's fucking weird. I think there's.
Wait, Doobie, he only sought her out after she was. Doobie, she sought her out after she was full doxed.
No, hold on. Like, you just listen. I said if,
no, Doobie. Why? You're just laying like bullshit claim after bullshit claim. Stop at the first claim.
What was it? What's bullshit about that? I said
he knew she was a minor. That was why he sought her out. He knew she was a minor.
So if it's true. That he knew she was a minor at the time. I think that's a fucking problem. I think he should be reported for that. Absolutely.
Okay. And then the entire logistical server should be focused way more on Saba because he was intentionally seeking out child porn and intentionally not reporting it.
I think they should absolutely have a much bigger problem with him for sure.
Okay. I look forward to you championing that issue as much as you obsessively talk about me for the next few weeks in these Discord voice chats.
Wait, I don't know where this obsession thing comes from. And again, to be clear, All this started because you're telling me.
Didn't you like
that when
donate like thousands of dollars?
Okay. Please stop. Like I've been doing that for years. Like, I'm sorry. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like I know it's a big deal to you. I'm sorry. It's just not. Like, I'm sorry. So again,
I don't appreciate your passive aggressiveness, sir.
He's got.
I'm not passive aggressive. I'm being condescending because I think you're a bitch. But just really quickly, so to be clear, you're saying that not only did you not turn it over to the authorities at the time, but you didn't delete it also. And when you told Willie Mac that actually you saved it and you had copies of it, you meant something entirely different. Like, that's what you're saying.
I'm saying that I fulfilled all the legal obligations that I've had to for my court case. And that's all I have to say. Doobie, I don't respond to you. You don't control me with the fucking $300 you like to throw around. I'm sorry. I don't have to answer to anything.
I just think it's crazy to me
that you're sitting here, hounding me over this, but you don't care that Sabasexual was intentionally seeking out child porn on the internet.
I'm not talking to him. Like, I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me right now because you were talking about me. Because that's all you do is talk about me.
I have a question. Do you think there's a way that he could, like, keep this data in a safe way without keeping it on his computer, like backing up relevant metadata?
I think the possession of it is a crime. Once you're aware the possession of it is a crime, you should fucking...
But even if he's not aware of it, he backs it up in a way that isn't his possession.
No, you shouldn't back it up. No. So you have an
obligation... So you shouldn't save even...
You have an obligation to turn it over to the police, and when you do this... This is not spoilation because the police are going to have it. And if the court needs it, I'm sure they can request it from the fucking police department.
Wait, right? hold on. Doobie.
Okay. Hold on. Is that crazy to you guys? So if he turns this over to the police department, the device over to the police department, and then the court needs it for the Pixie case, they can request that data from the court, right? Is that totally arrested, controversial?
That is crazy.
No, not arrested. That's not what I'm saying. If he turns over the devices, right, to the police, because he has child porn on them, and he's found out after the fact that he has child porn on them, are you telling me that he has to be afraid of a spoliation because the courts couldn't request that data from the police department?
That is crazy.
I don't even know if what you're saying is possible. I don't know if in a civil case you can go to the cops and say, "Give me like potential fucking underage." I don't even know if that's a possible thing, and you don't know that. And
you
and
can't
this is like
child porn.
Yeah, you're in such a crazy world of clusterfuck belief. You're way out of your. You have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, dude.
You're so silly. So
wait, so are you? Are you saying the police would hold?
Go ahead.
You're saying police would hold evidence for him for a civil case? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. What you're saying is like, I'm gonna ask the police to hold on to my possible CP so that I can use it as a defense for my civil case. It just doesn't make any sense.
And you also are operating under the expectation that you're not going to try to prosecute him.
Please stop. That's great because that's not what I said. So again, what I said is...
Wait, real quick. Can somebody put a thumbs up on my message if you've heard Doobie talk about me for over an hour in some other conversation before, and then thumbs down if you haven't? I'm just curious. I put it in the side chat on this.
He's been in here all week talking about
you. Holy shit. Okay, I didn't think I was going to be that one-sided. God damn.
He has been in here all week. He has not even mentioned...
You're like a one-man gang stalker.
Maybe not all week, but I have seen you in here at least 3 different days for like 4 hours or more.
Doobie hangs out in here.
Hold on, Wick. We can verify this really quickly.
Wick,
I know you have server
logs. The only thing I've heard him talk about is defending the Confederacy.
It's not difficult.
What are you
can pull that up right now,
Wick.
Yeah, so this guy's claiming that I've been here for 4 hours at a time in the last 3 days talking about Destiny. Can you just pull that up really quickly?
I'm sure you were.
Well, and Israel, not just Destiny.
But if you're going to act like you haven't been talking about Destiny, that's just a fucking
lie. I do. Okay, hold on. Again, I do talk about
Destiny. I will say this. Doobie does talk about Destiny a lot.
Absolutely.
Does he always bring him up? No. He doesn't. He talks about plenty of things in my server. But yes, he does talk about Destiny a lot.
Yeah, I've got plenty
just
of
as much as any of you guys
up,
talk about him as
I think
current
it's a piece
events.
Of, shit. Of course I do. Like, that's not, again, not controversial.
The way this would work in court is you probably would say, I don't have it because I had to turn it over to police so that they wouldn't give it to you, but that would be your statement. And odds are they could file an expoliation and claim there was you had no good reason to actually believe that was. You were only reason you turned that over to them was trying to get it away from us. And they would probably try to file that motion and you'd argue it. You'd risk it, it'd be another risk on you. It just feels like
okay,
this is
so that's right,
risk.
Right,
criminal
clear.
Liability. So you're spending time on everything and you're spending more money on everything.
There's no guarantees here. It's all just risk.
Yeah, there's no good. I get it. So you're telling me reason because I was concerned that this was child porn that I had on my device and I needed to turn it in. You're telling me that the court couldn't then go to the police department and request the specific information that they needed from those devices.
I just wish we could do
Can we? Can Zetsu just answer the question?
Theoretically, it's possible.
Yeah, what he's saying.
You are exposing yourself to so much risk at every single level of this.
If they've confirmed that it's not, then you might be able to get it back from them. But if they've confirmed that it is, or they believe it is, or they're still investigating it, they may not even.
You're not following the conversation.
Sure.
Real quick, to be clear, when I say turnover,
Doobie, please, I got a housekeeping thing. Sure. I got a housekeeping thing I got to deal with. Okay. JStock's stealing my content right now, so if you guys want to move it to stream, so I can make my.
No, I don't have much time. I gotta go. My wife and I gotta go to the park.
Okay, but yeah.
He's running away.
Yeah, you better run.
He's basically just stealing my content.
Run?
Right
I've been here
now,
for like an hour.
Content.
Fuck you.
That's not okay. Like, if he wants to come on my stream, but he can't steal this content. And I will shut down the content before I let him steal it. So.
Oh, my God. Okay, to be clear, I'm not saying they would give him. I'm saying if they needed other information from those devices, i.e. Discord logs or text messages, they could request those specific things from those devices, couldn't they?
You could, but the thing is, when it comes to subpoenas, it doesn't guarantee you're going to get it. It's not going to guarantee that they're going to have it. And if they make the claim against him that says, "This, you just did this to try and lock it up and make it disappear in some way," and if the court believes them, because again, the information goes, "Client told me it was," and they provided a driver's license on this Kiwi Farm site. If the judge doesn't believe you, risk it. Again, they might believe you, and hopefully they would. But if they don't, odds are with how aggressive the defense attorney is being, they're going to try and argue that he did that just to try and hide evidence. And if they can convince him that he could have liability, it's a risk. I can't tell you how high or low without
Having to know the judge. I understand that there's some risk that they might not believe him. They might think he's just a pedo. Maybe they find some other child porn on his phone, right? 100%. And they just arrest him and put him in jail. 100%. What I'm telling you is that if you were to turn this over to the police, it's not like it would just vanish and he couldn't access it ever, right? He could request it. The court could request it. The specific data that they needed for the civil case, right? You're saying that it might be denied. I get that. I understand this.
Just an announcement.
It's not like it'd be
announcement. This content, and if you're going to restream it, I will have to look into what options are available to me. I believe this is infringing on our rules, though. So just letting you know. Okay.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So say he turns. Yeah. Say he turns this over. In faith, saying that he immediately get arrested.
Oh,
the cops take 2 years to investigate because for, you know, however long it takes to track these people down, get the relevant information, get the their devices, and it's a 3 or 4 year process. Meanwhile, his civil case is going on, and now he's turned over all of his evidence that he has no access to it. You just expect to take on the chance, off chance, that this guy, random guy on Discord, is telling the truth and he's not lying.
Okay, maybe.
That guy is the guy who leaked all of his sexual material in the first place.
Yeah, which is why you should want to turn it over so that they track him down.
Okay, and then he gives all of that over and doesn't have any evidence for the next 4 years, and then he loses the civil case because he's turned over all the relevant evidence.
He wouldn't have any evidence for the next 4 years is ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry. No. Like, maybe I just have like more faith in the.
They seize your devices.
You're telling him to give over all the devices. What are you talking? Where's the evidence?
The devices doesn't mean that the devices no longer exist. They're not in a fucking pocket dimension. The court
can't. Doobie, hold on.
If it's an active investigation, you won't have access to it.
I just want to hear Doobie answer. Doobie, stop filibustering. Doobie, everybody can see when you filibuster because you're weak. You are. You're doing. Simple question, Doobie. Do you think you can go to the seized device and access it? Can you go to your seized device and access it when the cops have it?
Okay. Did I say that? Did I say that you personally could go and get it?
They will take all your devices for an investigation,
Doobie. Answer that question. Did I say that you personally could go and get it?
Yeah, you implied that.
How
do you access your devices if they have it?
When
I said that the court could request it, do you think that I meant that you could go to the police station and pick it up yourself?
How would I even know what to request if I'm...
Yeah, wait, can you request...
You wouldn't know what to request?
Wouldn't you be in possession of CSAM again?
Oh, true!
He can try, but there's no guarantee.
It's so transparently like desperate. Like, no. What we're talking about isn't requesting the CSAM. I said that earlier. I don't know if it's confusing to you guys. I'm not saying you would request the fucking CSAM again. What I'm saying is that if they needed your fucking messages between you and other people, you could request it through the court and the court could request that from the police department.
Even assuming that was true, no, there's a reason to believe it's true. What is free communication? Is this like weeks, months for me to put in some formal fucking request that I imagine might have to go through a court, then to the police department, then to the government? Like, bro, you're adding like years onto this case for what? For no fucking reason.
Yeah, now also,
wait, hold on. There's plenty of reason. We just went over the reasons.
No,
for the risk, okay, I'll go over the reason again for you. I mean,
if no, you, oh my god, he's gonna do the same shit. If I want to go after the guy, the best way to do it is with a civil case and then to put a criminal case on the back
that's
of it. Not to hand over all my guy and pray to God that they find him. That's fucking.
Hold on, why would it be a civil case?
Because I have a huge civil liability against this guy. What do you mean?
Hold on,
you have to locate him first.
Hold on, to be clear. Yeah, I get that you have a civil case against a guy, but if the guy is admitted to selling child porn on the fucking internet and is releasing revenge porn, which is illegal in the UK, where I think you said he is, illegal in the United States, and the FBI and the UK's police departments or authorities, they work with each other on these cases. You could go to the FBI, they would go to the UK, and they would try to get this guy arrested and potentially like extradite him. Like, this is what happens in these cases.
Doobie, I don't even know. I'm going to assume this is asked in good faith, and I'll answer in good faith. There's a discretion when it comes to police officers. It's a civil case. It's going to get done. I pay for my lawyers, and I tell them to subpoena people, and they subpoena people, and the process is followed. If I'm able to get a whole bunch of information about this guy, all of that up into a nice and neat bow, you go to a prosecutor's office, you go to the DOJ and say, hey, by the way, this dude was sex trafficking a fucking minor. Here's all the information. Here's all the evidence. It's basically fucking bow tied up for you. You know, do what you will with it. As opposed to going to the FBI and saying, listen, I have a bunch of crazy stuff that some guy that I think is an international catfish sent me and like, good luck investigating it. I don't even know if they'll follow that investigation. It is so fucking hard to get them to take up an international one.
Well, Toby, didn't you even admit to this? You said that you provide, you've done this exact thing and the cops didn't do anything.
Correct me if I'm wrong,
Dustin. Hold on. That's right.
After Solo until a fucking lawsuit was thrown against you? Like, wasn't that your plan?
I didn't hear you. So, Zetsui. So, yes, but not always, right? So, in that case, it's because I didn't have any of the guy's information. He was using, like, different old accounts for, like, years, right? But eventually, I was able to get information, turn it over to Discord and the FBI, and he was arrested, right? And this happened multiple times. So I've done this multiple times with people in the U.S. and other countries. So it's
How long did it take?
How
long did it? How long did that take you? Though?
Please stop talking. Please.
I'm just asking. I just want to know
please,
like the timeline.
Finish,
it depends on the person, the severity. If it's not that severe, they might do nothing. If it's pretty severe, i.e., they're extorting a minor, or they're getting them to cut themselves or whatever, or they're trying to get them to kill themselves, they might act more quickly. Or they're trying to like groom them to get them to like run away with them or whatever. They might act more quickly. It really depends on the specific situation. But what I'm saying is that, so this idea that you, it makes more sense to hold off till all the pixie shit is done and then pursue it civilly and then attach the criminal thing to the back of it doesn't make any fucking sense, because what's happening right now is that evidence is getting more and more stale and Solo's getting further and further away. You don't
Doobie.
Need to be in place.
You take so long. Can we do a vote? Can we do a
let
vote to have Doobie's talking time?
No.
Are we allowed to do that? You waste so much.
Kind of rich coming from
Doobie.
You.
If I would, if you guys would have stream room, I like
super simple question. Doobie, haven't multiple people already reported this exact case for child porn and nothing has happened?
I'm going to finish what I'm saying.
Oh my God, dude. I don't know how you guys deal with these fucking senior citizens in here. Holy shit.
I'm going to finish what I'm saying. Thank you. Again, you don't need to be involved.
Please stop talking.
So you don't need to
get it together.
Let him talk, guys.
Let him get up.
Please make sure the side characters don't be weird. Okay.
Jesus.
Thank you. So while you're doing the civil, given that this guy has admitted to, and I think has been producing and selling child porn and exploiting minor in the U.S., I think the FBI would want to track this guy down and charge him criminally. You don't need to be right. You can turn over all the evidence.
Doobie, why haven't they done?
Just stop talking. Please stop. Because apparently you didn't turn the shit over. Apparently you didn't turn the shit over.
It's already been reported. Doobie, it's already been reported to the FBI.
Not just reported. Did you turn it over to the fucking FBI? You personally. Did you turn over the
Doobie,
evidence you have?
They've already, Doobie, you're telling me if it's all being reported to the FBI, then they're going to pursue it, right? Why haven't they pursued it?
Okay, did you turn it over to the fucking FBI?
Doobie, they have the crime. It's reported to them. Why did they pursue it?
You're not listening to me. Did you go to the FBI?
Doobie, why haven't they pursued it?
Question? Can you answer the question?
I'm not going to take my communications with them.
He shouldn't. The thing
with your devices and say, hey, here's the evidence of this guy doing this thing.
Oh my God. It's a filibuster, dude. I hope it's obvious to people. I try to call it out when I see it. Like, he's repeated the same shit. If you were to run his shit through like an AI, it's like 80% of his words are repeated. It's crazy.
What is me asking that direct question? So did you go to the FBI with it?
I'm not ever going to tell you my communications with law enforcement. Sorry.
So you didn't. No.
You can assume that I didn't, but multiple people have said they've reported me publicly, right?
Hold on.
Including Willie Mack, with evidence conclusively admitting to it.
What you were saying earlier is, why would you, right? So, of course, you didn't, right?
Doobie, if you need to invest, and Willie Mack called the FBI.
When you were saying earlier that there's no yada yada, the big implication there was that you did not turn any of this shit over.
Dude, we're not talking about implication because you're so horny to try to get some fucking own on me because you've been caught in like the most retarded logic trap ever. Doobie, why didn't the FBI? Doobie.
I'm asking you directly, did you do this? I think the answer
is
no.
I'm never communicating with you to the FBI. Doobie, I'm never talking about my communications with law enforcement. That's never happening.
Repeating this conversation that you would not do it because it's too risky. So if you would not do it because it's too risky.
Oh my God. Is there a moderator for this dog shit BC or did this guy really like ramble all day saying the same shit over and over again?
He
literally, it is like half the shit is worthless. I don't know why this guy talks so much. Well, I know why.
Okay. I'm going to get more actively involved. Destiny, you have the floor uninterrupted.
Sure. Real quick. Oh my God. You're not saying anything about you. Super simple question. I've been reported.
Really quick, just be clear.
Everybody.
Please stop. Be clear to everybody. I don't have much more time. Like I said earlier, I do have to go soon.
That's fine. So then let's rush through it instead of you filibustering the same point 30
minutes. Stop. So I give it like 10 more
minutes. Oh my fucking God.
Okay, you got 10 minutes. But Destiny, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Doobie, people have said this guy, Destiny, knowingly has tons of child porn. They went to the FBI with it. Investigations, where are.
Are you done? Was that the question?
Yes.
I don't know if there's on my. Okay. So my assumption is because, as was the case when people from my server reported things, or I think like Sieber reported.
No one cares about your server. Why are you rambling like this?
I'm telling you about my experience with this exact thing. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. Wait. I'm just gonna be.
You have the direct evidence on your devices of all your communications with this person. So yeah, I think they would do something.
Okay, Willie Mack had direct evidence of a conversation with me, right? Where I supposedly said I have a ton of child porn, right? Why didn't the FBI arrest me and go after me and do all that?
Okay, again, I feel like you're not listening to me at all. Right? So it's not just somebody said a thing. It's you have evidence saying a thing, right? You have going on for like years, apparently. So if you had gone to the FBI with this, I think they would have done something with it. You apparently
the FBI would have listened to me, but not Willie Mack, not Gistical, not
Pixie. Yeah, not a randomness YouTuber. Yeah, absolutely.
You realize I'm a randomness YouTuber, right?
You're somebody that had years of person sharing this that you later found out with CSAM. And a person who's telling you
that
this person
they don't know that
they're sex trafficking. Please, I understand they don't know that, but that's why you'd have to turn it over to them so they would know that. Right. This person was sex trafficking this minor.
You have far more
information, far more evidence than Willie Mack or anybody else.
Do you think the FBI would be more inclined to investigate him if they got like 10 reports from 10 different people saying, hey, this guy has child porn? Or if he would have went there and said, hey, I think I have child porn. Which one do you think? Like,
all they would have to do is investigate.
I think the answer is pretty clearly, like, obviously, if he went there himself with all the evidence and years of communications, yeah, they would have listened to that more.
No, wait, I have a better question.
You don't think that 10 reports from 10 different people, all unconnected, up to his local FBI office saying, hey, I have pretty good evidence that this guy has CSAM on his devices. Here's all the information. Here's the relevant information. You don't think that they would investigate?
He admitted to it, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
It takes a lot more than that to get them to do anything. Otherwise, you know, 10 people in here could say that Wick has child porn.
Someone admitting to a crime?
Not even a follower?
Yeah,
why would the FBI not investigate?
Comparing this to swatting is retarded. I'm sorry. So, yeah, like I was telling Zetsu earlier, sometimes it takes a lot. In this case, I think he has a lot. People watching Willie Mack's YouTube video don't have a lot.
No, the evidence that she's actually underage wasn't available to him exclusively. In fact, it was available to everyone. This is all from leaks online that you're saying you have an admission from him that he has it, that all that information, that all these people reporting it wouldn't, and all this evidence wouldn't be enough for them to at least approach him and say, we want this thing you have. Like, cause it's not like that
I don't think so. And apparently not if they haven't approached him. So no.
Especially if one of those reports is, hey, I have communications with the guy who has the CSAM. He's admitting to it right here. Here are my logs with the guy saying, hey, he has it. You don't think they're at least going to follow up and say, hey, can we see your device?
I think one of the issues that
Oh
my fucking god! The filibuster. Yeah, we've heard the same shit.
I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, you need.
The reality is that getting federal law enforcement to pick up on any sex crimes related case, fucking difficult. This is why building a civil case first is nice, because you can do all the investigatory work and you can hand them off a whole bunch of shit rather than dropping a whole plop of what the fuck. Who's probably got 50 million other fucking cases on his desk that he years of Discord logs to figure out if the guy talking about fucking butt plugs and whatever the fuck else on stream is getting catfished by a weirdo in the UK who talks on Queeman and just gonna go through this on their own accord and spend 20 fucking hours doing a Law and Order SVU Discord edition. You're fucking insane. I understand why you might think that, but it just does, in the real world, they don't have the time for this shit.
That even if Destiny had done that, the odds, they might not have done anything. And that still means he has to risk himself.
First of all, you have the... Bye.
Wait, start again.
These are all the ones.
I have 2 minutes left.
These are all the ones.
Okay, hold on. Doobie, before you go, this is very important. Do you think that the lawsuit that was hindered any sort of, like, investigation into Solo?
By Destiny? Yes, of course.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Don't you think it's weird that Pixie didn't name Solo or anything, or even try to make the slightest attempt to find anything out about him?
Can you elaborate? How
do you think it hindered the investigation?
Well, if his intention was to pursue it civilly, then I'm sure his attention being pulled to Pixie, like 100%, absolutely slow things down for sure.
Do you think at this point it's made the accusation impossible that Destiny made against you?
I'm sorry, accusation.
Okay.
Do you think it's impossible to file that lawsuit now, just because like how much time has gone?
I think it's
right?
impossible.
Like,
no.
All the shit is like deleted. Like,
I think
it's like,
just saying
it'd
be slower. But...
No, I don't think it's impossible now.
So, Doobie, the accusation that Destiny made, like the video sent me about what Destiny's accusation against is, his claim is that you were unhinged, obsessive, weird, workshopping in the background. Is like, but those are the accusations cast against you. I can give the timestamps as well. He doesn't really.
No, it's further than that. He also said that I was working with Queeman and JSOC and Kiwi Farmers to try to take him down or whatever the fuck.
It mentions all three of you. Because I think there's even.
Yeah, and that's just, again, it's not true.
Well, and Counterpoint specifically says, what did Doobie ever do to you? Because Doobie's, what did Doobie do? He's unhinged, weird, workshopping with all these disgusting. I could show the timestamp. Maybe if the transcript.
No,
missed
all
this
disgusting. Why? You didn't finish there.
Okay.
No, tell me. You said all these disgusting what?
So all these disgusting. Sorry, let me. Okay, right here. So it goes all these. Sorry, cuts off right there.
It doesn't cut off. It's in the video. He's accusing me of working with Queeman.
Got these losers in the background.
JSOC. Yeah, he's working with this cabal to take him down. Spreading some, like, conspiracy or whatever, and it's just not true. It's disgusting, weird shit
about me in the background. I have just received more logs.
Yeah, and sure, again, it's just not true. Like, if what he's actually talking about is me criticizing him on Discord and shit-talking him in Pisco's chat and Connor's chat when it comes up.
Hold on, wait. Do you think that in Pisco's chat, all you were doing was criticizing and shit-talking me? Or were you relentlessly poking Pisco to bring up, like, child porn and CSAM and shit about me?
Hold on, do you mean when you were speaking to Pisco? Yeah, of course. I brought up things that were relevant to you when you were speaking to Pisco.
Doesn't that sound a lot different than how you just described it as shit-talking me?
I think that's shit-talking. Like, what are you talking about?
I think that was me shit-talking you while you were on Pisco's.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, gotcha. Okay.
Do you think it's not? Like, what do you think that is?
No, bro, you got it. No, 100%. That was your shit-talk, yeah.
No, can you just tell me? What do you think that is?
Nothing. That was your shit-talk.
Okay.
So I was also, by the way, when I mentioned like anything about Doxy, I was just joking. You know that, right?
You're just busting your balls. Chill.
To be clear, what do you think? What do you think that is? If
I don't know, but I to be clear, when I ever mentioned anything about Doxy, I was joking.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's great to know.
Okay. Cool. All right. Good. We're good.
Okay, I do need to go. So I'll give like one more question to.
He ran.
Okay, one more question to anybody, then I gotta go.
Why are you running?
How's your health?
What's your legal background and how many years of experience do you have in law?
Why is he running? That's my question.
Why do you think that Connor is like, no offense to Connor, but he's like a police officer, right? Why do you think his advice on what someone should do to not get arrested by the police is like the correct advice in that situation? Like, why would you not trust a lawyer?
Because he pulled up the relevant laws and pulled up like, I think he actually pulled up like a code and like ran and shit. It lays out explicitly what you should do if this situation comes up. So yeah, I think that's why. Yeah,
but and you again, don't think
well, and again, what Connor, what Connor said lines up with what many other lawyers, well, many lawyers said, many other police officers I spoke to said. What I've had to do in the past when this kind of shit has come up. So yeah, it's in line with everything I said.
And wait, what's the name of a person? Wait, real quick, what's the name of a person you've been turned in, Doobie?
Right now.
I can give you one of them right now. It's Daniel Erbinger. Well, so that's one of them. I can give you more if you'd like.
All the people you are discussing, like the cops and all that, all of their desire isn't to protect the person, like wouldn't be to protect Desi. It'd be
I really do need to go, though,
no matter whether he's at risk or not. So like where this is saying like recommendations to him as his client going, you're not going to give the same advice as like a cop. A cop's always saying, yeah, turn it in. Like there's no, like all they do is get positive from that. There's no downside for them.
Yeah, give us as much evidence as possible, no matter what.
Hold on, wait. I'm just checking real quick. So wait, on this Ebinger guy, it sounds like he was in jail and the mom contacted the cops and told the cops that this guy was like sending letters to a minor?
So he was arrested initially because he was trying to groom a kid on Discord. We turned him in. This is a guy that I had to like turn him like five times and I had to dox myself and turn his information. I think he was originally given like 100 years and then that was pled down to like 7 years, I think, or something like this.
Wait. You said he was trying to groom somebody on Discord?
Yes, and then while he was
wait, stop, Jimmy. I'm just saying. I want you to talk for 30 fucking minutes, bro. I'm just asking you very clearly.
You can't let him talk for 30 seconds. What are you talking about?
Oh my God, he's gonna run through the whole right at the start. It's such a waste of time.
While he was in jail, he tried to groom some other kid through like prison letters, right? And then he was added like that along like 25 more years. So if you have another question, I can answer.
On the very opening of this, what part of this was you like seeing child porn and taking the child porn you screenshotted to the cops?
Wait, hold on. You asked me what was the name of the person that I turned in or got like arrested. That's one of the people. This is
well, you made, it sound, it. You made it oh sound God. Like earlier that you had experience with like showing the cops child porn and that this is how you turn these people in. But it sounds like you just had evidence of him trying to groom somebody. None of this was...
No, hold on. This is one guy. It's been like multiple people. Over the
okay,
years.
Who's the one where you had an example of having to take child porn had?
Okay, I can give you the name right now. It's a guy in fucking Azusa in California. Let me see if I can pull up his name really quickly. And this one was, there's another girl in the UK who did the same thing, but I don't remember that guy's name. But we had to basically get her to her friend got her to like come. We verified what was happening. We got her to turn over her account to us and then got to like pull her at her access away from it and then turn it all over to the police and then involved. And I believe that was a second.
Just to be clear, and as part of that, you explicitly gave child porn to the police. As part of
yes. No, hold on. To the FBI, to be clear, turn it over to the
like,
FBI.
Like you took your computer and you went.
You know, no, it sounds like all he did was he turned over like a login or something to them for a Discord account.
Hold on, the login, but also like the fucking images that we'd found on our server and other servers. So, yeah, that's a lot of shit.
A lot of shit.
There's still gonna be a difference between saying like that and him saying I purchased it. She totally told me it was 19. Like, trust
me. I mean, I thought he was going to get a deal with that gotcha.
There's just The person that would be the right person to turn this stuff in and do all this would be Rose and her family. She was the victim. And so if she wants to pursue these things, she would be the one to go take care of these things. There's no reason. Like, I just don't see the benefit.
Are you saying that with this girl? Herself. Wait, you're saying this girl, this minor, this 13-year-old was posting porn in your Discord server of herself?
No, that's not what I said.
What do you mean by posting images in a Discord server that you had to turn into the cops? What does that mean?
Let me show you. So I don't know. I don't know if you know what 764 is, but yeah, it was like there are Discord servers and groups specifically dedicated to extorting, grooming, extorting, and fucking with minors.
Hold on. So you linked people. Them to Discord servers that were hosting this. This is not like
We had to pull images from the server. We had to pull images from her fucking DMs with the guy. We had to pull his activity and send it all to the fucking FBI. And
then you see how you keep mudding it? Her DMs with the guy. Pictures of herself?
Nothing mudding at all about this. Yeah, some of them were pictures of her.
Wait,
yes.
Hold on. As part of sending the DMs of the guy, did that involve having pictures of child porn?
Yes. Yes.
And you had it saved on your device?
To, yes, and this was not saved on my devices. This turned over to the fucking FBI. Like, it's,
how did you turn over his images if it wasn't saved to your device?
Yeah, guys, I really need to go. But yeah, it wasn't.
No.
He ran.
Okay, if Doobie needs to go, you can go.
Doobie's like, I think it would be child porn here. I need to investigate. Need to go, show me your DMs, little girl. Let me see the images.
Just aware of like what I'm talking. So look up 764. And look up how people.
No, Doobie, this is wild, dude. I'm sorry.
It's wild because you don't know what you're fucking.
Hey, let me get that log.
Look up 764. Look up how people.
It's like To Catch a Predator hosted by Nick Shirley. Okay, this is the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my life, bro.
And then look up how people on Discord and other apps turn these people in, what they needed to
do. Yeah, they ask little girls on their servers, send me your DMs, little girl. Do you have child porn?
Send me your login, please.
No,
these situations aren't going to be the same. The examples that you're using are not going to be the same. Someone else sending something. Where you're not connected to it at all versus you going in and saying, I have it.
You guys?
Yeah. What's up, work?
Exhausted. I don't want to have to deal with all of you. I'm going to go. I love you.
I love you, Wig.
Running.
Hi,
Wig.
Yeah, better buddy.
It sounded like there was a little girl giggling earlier. Can you send all of your DMs to everybody? I'll make sure it's not child.
Give me your login. I'm going to reverse solo your accuser.
Yeah, we need to check. We need to do the minor porn check, please. Everybody.
I'm going to pretend to be you, and I'll catch this guy for you. Don't worry.
I think in the future, I think I'm just going to preemptively go to the cops with every nude that's sent to me on the off chance it's child porn, just so that they can catch the bad guys, just in case.
Is Wick still here, or did he leave?
I mean, on the chance that they're all adults, I mean, maybe the cops will appreciate a little bit of fun on the job.
Oh, fuck. Is there any mods in here? I need someone to he wants to talk.
Nope.
Okay, I love you guys. Be careful. Bye.
Send the name in the chat.
He's running.
Bye, friend.
So, how's everyone's day?
Dude, okay, everyone's going to leave now. It's going to be so funny.
Pretty good.
We're just going to have the regulars.
Yeah.
So, okay, to be clear.
What do you mean, bro? Everyone's not going to be here.
Cheerleaders in here are
weird. Everyone should talk at the same time. That way, no one can hear anything.
Yeah, it's true. True.
Majin, while there's a whole bunch of people here.
Are you going to recap the Doobie CP stuff from the VC last night / this morning? I think there are recordings floating out there. It's just one of the conspiracies that people spread about me is that, like, the second I found out this girl that was involved in my lawsuit was underage, the moral and upstanding citizen thing to do would have been I needed to go to the FBI, give them a whole bunch of CSAM and say, here, FBI, like, I think you guys need to investigate all of this stuff because, I want to be a good Samaritan. It's like the most retarded thing in the universe, okay? I tried asking Doobie a couple examples of, like, would you ever do this? And, like, Doobie was saying that, I think the example I said is, if you have a friend who gives you, like, a ton of shit and it ends up being, like, a bunch of drugs or something, and then you realize that it's a bunch of drugs, like, would you take all of these drugs to the cops and go, hey, cops, I have, like, kilos of cocaine or whatever. I just want to, like, give this to you and let you know that, like, there's a bad guy out there, but I didn't actually want any of it, but he just gave it to me. Like, it was just, like, the most fucking retarded thing. It's just, like, they invent, like, all of these stupid fucking hypotheticals to run down. And then the issue that I have is that Doobie will spend, like, I just jumped into the beginning of stream. Doobie was also in that Discord server this morning talking about me. And he was in that Discord server last night talking about me. Doobie spends hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Like, in all these servers talking about me. I think I'm probably, for the first time, I'm close to this. I have to think about it a little bit more tonight, but for the first time, I think I'm probably going to fucking enforce a no contact thing, but I don't know if it's going to mean like cutting out like Wick or Connor or whatever else, but I might just cut people out who still allow Doobie to go to their servers and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk about me being a pedophile or whatever for hours and hours and hours, because it's not just that too. Like, I've heard him make this argument multiple times, and he was doing it again this morning, to where Doobie argues that, like, if I'm in favor of doxing or unmasking certain people, Jesus, hold on. Okay, sorry, never mind. If I'm in favor of like doxing or unmasking certain people because I think that like this identity is relevant, I don't think this person should be able to do something for 20 fucking months of stalking me and completely be able to walk away from it, and like there's no identity, it's just like a faceless person, I think that's fucking crazy, right? His argument is that, well, couldn't one of these people whose names that you uncover, couldn't they have like a family? And if that person has a family, you're basically doxing a family, which means that you're basically creating a world where I think it would actually be permissible to dox my son and his mom. Like, he's around here making these arguments.
Permission structure for people to fuck with Nathan, to fuck with his mom. And I don't agree with that, to be clear, which I don't think any of it should be happening. But I just want to be clear, like, if that is what the world that he is creating, like, I don't think he has any ground to complain about it.
First, there's like two things here. It's just like whenever like we're talking about some like unhinged person's behavior, you're always pointing out like, well, but kind of like, but Destiny did this. And then it doesn't even seem that equivocal. Where did Destiny tell you it's okay to dox people's families, children, or any of that? Like, it's such a loose connection where this guy is like directly saying like, hey, it's okay to like, it's okay to like target if you get, or what you're saying is basically by Destiny's standard, it is okay for people to attack his son, because if you're like involved or in their people's peripheries,
yeah, anybody connected to each other,
that does not, there is a very, very like reasonable like assumption that doesn't mean like their 14-year-old kid or anything like that.
Wait, why? So the issue is that he's putting these people in danger, right? So I'm sure Esports Batman has a family. I'm sure JSOC has a family. Queeman has a family. He stalks both of them. I'm sure Wicked Supreme has a family. And any internet community is going to have crazy fucking people in it, right? And some of these people have reported that, you know, that they've been harassed at work.
No, they haven't. That's a fucking lie, and he knows it.
Their employees have been called. Their family members have been called. Been tracked down on
this has all happened to me, by the way, and is still happening to me, by the way, but okay.
Facebook and fucked with their friends. Like, in Destiny, by encouraging his community to target and attack those people in the real world, has made all that happen. I think he's encouraged this to happen, and he's even complained that this community hasn't gone further. So I don't understand why would say he's like somehow drawn some clear line around family members. He just hasn't. He said anybody connected to these people is fair game.
Anybody connected to these people, like the people that are actively involved in these servers that are harassing every single person, not their fucking children.
Well, aren't you like making the same point? It's just like, well, if you're going to be like involved in
there's like 30 seconds left of this.
These like doxing wars or anything like that, then you're fair game as well. Like, no, that's the same thing.
No, my position is that if this is the world he's creating, like what
the world he's creating.
Also, listen to they're doing the child-adult thing again as well, right? Where they have no choice but to react this way. Maybe they're just going to dox my child and his mom, and that's all they can do. But, like, all of the agency is somehow on my end. Keep in mind also that this whole thing is a one-sided obsession. The microsecond these people stop obsessively talking about me, like, it's done. I don't care. Like, what? Like, I'm not going to spend all my stream digging through these fucking servers and go through all these psychotic people. Like, I don't care. I don't need to. I don't want to. I don't want anything to do with this. So, like, all of this is on them.
Online spaces, doxing is off limits. It's like a taboo. You don't do it. And if you do it, you get, like, ostracized.
Except clearly that wasn't the case. But, The issue is that, what was I saying? Oh, the another weird thing on top of this, I tweeted this out earlier. I don't know if there's a way to find out the answer to this, is that Doobie donates thousands of dollars to all of these streamers. And then he goes into these rooms and he's just there constantly for hours and hours every single fucking day talking about me. It's
like their Discord rooms?
Yes. Yeah. Voice chats for hours. That's why that fucking Dickers dude yesterday, when I asked him about it, people will send me sometimes like, here's a 7-hour recording from Jisticle's room where they're talking about how you're a rapist, or here's like a here's a 5-hour recording from Pisco's voice chat where Jisticle and some people are talking about how you abused Anna, or here's a 6-hour recording of Kelly Jean and these other people in Counterpoint's voice chat. Like, it's just like, what, like at all hours of the day they're in these voice chats talking. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. It's crazy. But like,
you're like their special interest.
Yeah, seriously. But then it's like that, and then on top of that, the money aspect is just really, really, really fucking weird. Because Doobie is donating.
Basically like paying creators and shit.
Yeah. You know? I asked Doobie yesterday and he was like, I don't even know if I've done like $1,000 a year, but I'm pretty sure he donated $1,000 just on the night that Pisco was debating me. So help me understand, they have an issue with you doing the thing they're doing to you. No, they're just obsessed with me, and now like the political stuff has all come into alignment too, so they've got like that power. It's just fucking so cringe. After donating $3,000 to Wick, I will never watch or donate when you have Destiny on your platform. This is trying to pressure people to blacklist you. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, so I think what I'm thinking about it, but I'm probably going to blacklist any streamer that still has Doobie in the Discord, and then I'm just going to start to cut off that. I figure also post lawsuit, I'll have other opportunities available to me as well, and I just don't need to have anything to do with like if you think you need that cancer for your Discord to function, I just don't know if I want anything to do with it.
This has about as much to do with legal settlement.
That was like the you're good. You were saying that's like the most dramatic thing you're going to pull, but I honestly don't think it's that dramatic.
It's not. It's really not. Like it should be.
You have people in there trying to destroy your life.
Yeah. Like, the real actual answer that, but I just don't expect like genuine friendship or reciprocation from any fucking person ever in this space, except for you, Moot, because I love you.
Thanks.
Is you should be proactive about it. That's the real answer. Is people should be proactive about it. Like, oh, there's this guy in my Discord every single night that's calling you a pedophile and arguing that you should be fucking, that your kid and his mom should be doxxed, you know, continuously, and is doing this every single fucking day for hours and hours and hours. I probably would just ban that person. That should be the answer. But yeah, whatever.
This isn't something that like they're hiding. Like they are unintentionally or not, they are just hosting this content and kind of like allowing it to continue to happen. So yeah, I don't think it's bad.
I don't know if there's a way, if anybody knows, I tweeted out this question earlier. Is there a way to track like how much money an account has super chatted over YouTube chats? I'm curious if there's a way to know. I see somebody in YouTube chat just said that Doobie has donated like $1,000 to Counterpoint like a few times, like just individual dono. So I'm curious if there's a way to know that.
Board.co. I'm not seeing a way on here.
Isn't it kind of uncomfortable that you're asking people like Wick to take a financial loss to do this? How am I asking him to take a financial loss? I'm not at all. No? He doesn't have to ban anybody. I'll just never be on the platform again. And then they could do their thing.
I mean, you're not asking them to ban them from the community permanently. You're just asking them to kind of not have them host.
No, I don't think they should be in the Discords. They shouldn't be in the Discords. No,
well,
I don't think Doobie should be in
the Discords. Yes, yeah. But like, would you care if like Doobie was in his YouTube chat?
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck. That's fine. Whatever. Doobie still donates to him. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. But just not. It can't be the 8-hour fucking.
Like, they can't be there for 8 hours talking about you, unmoderated or moderated. Like, it's just, it's retarded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he tried to pull that last night when Doobie was chatting. There's a recording of this somewhere. I don't know. I'm sure people have uploaded it. Wow, 37 dogs. Thanks for getting 50 tier 1 subs, buddy. Where Doobie's like, oh, no. Like, you know, yeah, I might just like shit talk you a little bit. And I'm like, excuse me, shit talk me a little bit? Aren't you like donating to people, like calling me a fucking pedophile and stuff? That is what he's doing. Wait, what is this? Pisco will look into your soul and unironically say that Destiny is insane and bad faith, even suggest that his H3 analysis is being tainted by anti-fans. The truth is, Kafka only wants you to cover drama when you agree with Destiny because Destiny is a spiteful man-child and Kafka is a noodle-spined sycophant. Like, how could you talk about me so much? How could you talk about me so much and say this so many days, weeks, months? It's crazy how much. Like, I get, last night after the debate, he was in there talking about me. Oh, he was also the one feeding lines to Dickers during the debate. Let's be real. This whole drama is just about Des Diddy losing his orbiter is because they were given undeniable proof that he's a piece of shit. You're giving this dude too much charity, Bisco. Doobie, by the way, outed himself last night as being a prolific child porn hunter who tries to ask little girls in his Discord server every day whether or not they've been trading child porn of themselves to other people so that he can turn them in to the FBI. I wish that any part of what I just said was an exaggeration, but it is absolutely true, and it is probably some of the most insanely fucking weird shit I've ever heard in my entire fucking life. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Why?
Oh, it was funny when you asked everybody, like, how often has everybody seen Doobie in here for 4 hours a dime, like, talking about me, up or down? And there was, like, 50 people who, like, voted up.
Yeah. And that's just in that Discord, Jesus.
Yeah.
Play the tape. It's the last couple of minutes. Where is it? I don't even know where it is. Oh, wait, what is this? Why would you ever consider that, or why would you ever consider that Pisco would ever not be giving his honest opinion about snark-sensitive stuff? I see the donations, but you don't see who donated, right? I think most of this was Doobie, but... Give me a timestamp to start out, because I'm not listening to this whole fucking thing. This conversation was so painful.
Yes. Yes. And we had to pull the images from her fucking DMs with the guy. We had to pull his activity and send it all to the fucking FBI. And
then it got you see how I keep mudding it? Her DMs with the guy? Pictures of herself?
Nothing mudding at all about this. Yes, some of them were pictures of her.
Wait,
yes.
Hold on. As part of sending the DMs of the guy, did that involve having pictures of child porn?
Yes. Yes.
And you had it saved on your device.
Yes, and this was not saved on my devices. This was turned over to the fucking FBI. Like,
how did you turn it over his images if it wasn't saved to your device?
Yeah, guys, I really need to go. But yeah, it wasn't
saved. Well, no.
He ran.
Okay, if Doobie needs to go, you can go.
Doobie's like, I think there would be child porn here. I need to investigate. Show me your DMs, little girl. Let me see the images.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. This the whole end of this conversation was crazy. I can't believe how crazy the end of this conversation was.
Of like what I'm talking. So look up 764. Yeah, look up how people.
No, Doobie, this is wild, dude. I'm sorry.
It's wild because you don't know what you're fucking.
Hey, let me get that log.
Look up 764. Look up how people.
It's like To Catch a Predator, hosted by Nick Shirley. Okay, this is the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my life.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
And then look up how people on just other apps turn these people in, what they needed to do.
Yeah, they ask little girls on their servers, send me your DMs, little girl. Do you have child porn?
Send me your log in, please.
No,
these situations aren't the same.
He left. Time.
He did.
Her friend got her to like come. We verified what was happening. We got her to turn over her account to us, and then got to like pull her out her access away from it, and then turn it all over to the police, and then involved. And I believe that was.
Just this whole thing is fucking retarded. How fucking hard is this motherfucker project? Yeah, I don't know, bro. This is just crazy. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these guys, but whatever. Stacy is in Wickord right now. Oh, boy.
Who's Stacy?
One of the unhinged fucking gisticlers.
Wait, why are all of these people just allowed to be in the
Discord?
Because
that's what they do. They go there everywhere to commiserate like a rapist, murderer, thief, whatever the fuck. I'll be back.
They're just...
Yep.
Oh, yeah, go.
That's what they do.
Just being like a...
Oh, my God. Is that what you actually sound like? Holy shit.
Effective enough.
What are we doing? Are we doing more reputation rehab for you guys in here? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
We're going over this tweet that Stassi, or this Discord log looks like that Stassi had here.
Yeah.
Just asking questions.
Are we streaming right now? Are we streaming?
We sure are.
That's awesome.
Hi, chat.
I actually like Mr. Moon. Yeah, no, we were just talking about how this snarker left's Discord's now open and trying to figure out why would we want to go over there? Apparently there's a furry porn, so... Or wait, no, furry...
Yeah, no.
What was it? Furry...
It looked like
furry thirst traps.
Furry thirst traps. Based.
A slight step below furry porn on the scale of bad.
Wait, so, just curious. Stassi, why did Saba never get banned from Jiskill's Discord server for harassing the victim in my court case?
I don't know.
Did you ever talk to Jessica about it?
I don't think so. But I don't think it's my business to be, like, asking Jessica to run a server a specific way.
Oh, so if somebody was in there spamming child porn, you wouldn't say anything? You would just be like, oh, it's a server.
Yeah, I would probably report that. But, like, in terms of having cyber there, I don't know what the correlative there is.
Well, the correlative is him posting emails of him harassing a sex crimes victim and then people like you responding favorably to it.
Well, I responded favorably before I knew what all of the emails were.
So wait, I
think I typed something along the lines of like Gugaiba. I don't have all of the logs, to be clear. I can't see that channel at all because I think it got archived or deleted or whatever.
Why did it get archived and deleted?
Because I think you were threatening to dox and harass anyone who posted in there. And you ended up successfully doing that with your sports Batman, right?
I don't think I ever did. Did I? Did I find him?
Well, assumedly, you did post his docs, you did put it into DGG chat, you did say, here's Esports Batman's information, Lamau.
Okay, I just don't remember. But if I did, I mean, he's a lawyer, he's credentialing himself. I think it's okay for him to be unmasked, to have a person who is standing by their credentials and then using that to weigh in on a court case. I think that's totally fair. We can disagree on that, that's fine. So, do you think it was acceptable? What emails do you think were acceptable for members of an anti-fan Discord to be shooting off to a victim in my court case? Like, what kind of emails do you think would have been okay that you were supporting before you knew what they actually were?
I didn't have any of the details of the emails. I think it was literally just a descriptive, this person, like, remove porn. As far as I was aware, at the time, when I said it, it was like, what's the word? Reciprocal. It wasn't like harassment.
Oh, wait, so then you...
To any degree, as I understood at the moment.
So you do know what the emails were about?
What? No. I only had, I think, like, descriptive, oh, I was helping this girl, like, remove her porn. That was all I understood at the time, I believe.
Okay, so that, but you had some idea of what he was emailing her about, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know whether it was reciprocal or not. I assumed it was reciprocal.
What do you mean reciprocal?
Because that was the way it was, in terms of, she was happy with him doing that. Why would you assume that
somebody who's like a victim of this would be excited or happy?
Because that was the way it was described. I believe that was the way it was described initially.
It wasn't by anybody.
I don't know because I don't have access to that channel now.
You're speaking to your best recollection of what you remember. First, you said you didn't know what they were about. Now you said you knew that it was about removing her stuff, but you didn't know anything more than that. Now you're saying you think that she was happy that it was a reciprocal email communication. But no, that's not true at all. There was no indication of that.
Is there no indication at all whatsoever, even with hindsight, with all the emails out there?
No, he literally said over and over again that he had to harass her, that she stopped responding on certain emails, and he had to get on other emails and then email her friends and family to get her to respond. But you know that, okay, right?
No.
You don't know what I just said? That was a mystery to you? No clue what I just said? That's news to you?
If this is, just real quick, if this is being streamed, take it to the stream room. I can drag you in there, and you can do it there. Sound good?
Sure.
I probably won't be able to talk much longer.
Wait, how many hours a week do you spend in these Discords talking about me? And now you have to go?
Talking about you?
Yes.
I don't know. Not that long.
10 hours a week on average or less?
Hold on, just again, 8 to 10 a day.
Stream room.
If you need to drag me, you can drag me wherever you want.
Not that long.
It's not that long. You can do it.
It's around 8 to 10 a day.
Huh? Any other quick questions?
You don't think it's fair that somebody could identify themselves as a lawyer and then weigh in on a court case in a community that has been like publicly and privately engaging with said court case, and it's okay for that person to remain anonymous the entire time despite credentialing themselves?
I don't think that's worthy of a dox. No. I think you should be able to weigh in on basically anything with some level of anonymity.
You think you should be able to credential yourself?
I don't think you should be able to commit crimes, but I think you should be able to like publicly say something about something. Yeah.
And you, after credentialing yourself.
What counts as credentialing? I could be completely anonymous. I could say I'm a lawyer. I could fucking.
So let's say you're a doctor and you want to comment on a medical thing. You're like, well, I'm a doctor, you know, I'm a practicing physician. Do you think it would be fair for somebody, especially if you're actively commenting on it on a community that's actively engaged with it, you don't think it's fair for people to be like, well, who are you? I think that's kind of like an important thing to know if you're going to credential yourself as a physician. I think it's like publicly worthwhile to have, you know, at least the knowledge of this person is who they say they are. No?
So you knew that this person was a lawyer before you had their information?
Not 100%. I mean, he says he is, but...
Okay, so then anyone who says that they're a lawyer online and they comment on any particular case whatsoever, you think that that's fair game to, like, dox them all?
I think that if they are credentialing themselves, and they are having like tons and tons of active conversations about a particular thing, I think it's fair to unmask that person. Yes. If somebody shows so up in think, one yes. comment cool. and they're like, hey guys, I'm a lawyer. This seems like kind of, you know, kind of weird or whatever. And like, that's it. Yeah, probably not. But if somebody like for hundreds of thousands of lines of text is constantly giving an opinion and feedback on like ongoing motions and everything related to a court case that a community is like actively, literally actively participating in the court case in, I think it's super fair to know like that. Is that person at least the lawyer that they say they are? I think that's fair. Yeah.
So you think what President Sunday did to Not So Erudite, you think that was fine?
What do you think my issue was with the President Sunday Not So Erudite stuff?
I'm asking you now.
My understanding was the stupid thing about the President Sunday thing was that I think Kyla says she, I don't even remember this, that she was like she has like a master's in econometrics, and then President Sunday was trying to expose her as actually only having like a graduate honors post thing in econo psychometrics. It was like the whatever, this was like the retarded thing about the whole President Sunday shit. But isn't Kyla's name public?
Kyla's name was public. I think what President Sunday was trying to do was verify what she was like doctored in or whatever, and then trying to figure out exactly like what she could consider herself, and that he made the allegation that she was lying about what she was labeling herself, right?
Sure, which I don't really think was true.
I don't know to the tenacity of that. I'm just double-checking that the standard is that if you claim to be something and you're commenting on things, because Kyla would often say, oh, as a whatever she called herself, I don't remember the two terms that President Sunday was autistically trying to identify, but you're saying like that behavior is fine. Trying to figure out exactly what that is and then trying to speak on that with your credentials is actually fine to go and look that information up.
Sure. If somebody's credentialing themselves in like mental health or whatever, sure. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have much else time. Sorry.
So I'm curious, did you talk to anybody or mention anything else about, do you find it weird that Sabosexual, despite the fact that he was actively searching for child porn on the internet and was harassing like a sex trafficking victim, that was like allowed to exist in that Discord and he stayed there and was never banned or anything for it? Isn't that kind of weird?
I believe so. I'm recalling now, I think what Gisticle had said was something along the lines of, you doxing Cyber, that was enough punishment for what had occurred that it actually, like, it's not worth banning him from the server because that's where most of his friends were or something, if I recall correctly.
Do you think that makes any sense, what you just said?
I'm not saying... I'm trying to give you what Gistical said.
I'm not asking what Gistical said. He won't talk to me for good reason. I'm asking how you feel about it.
I do think that Cyber should have gone. I was very critical of Cyber after we saw the emails and after we saw that he had tried to, like, work through a block. I was very critical of that, yeah.
Tried to work through a block? Oh. Where were you critical of that?
He tried to like work around her blocking him, right?
Yeah.
I think it was something like a Snapchat and then an email chain. But the problem is, I never saw... I've been told that there was reciprocation. I've never seen any reciprocation. So I actually don't know exactly what the truth of that is. But yeah, anyway, I do have to go. I'm really sorry.
You have so much to say about me and all your servers when you're not here. Now you're this meek fucking loser like Queen.
I'm UK
What's
hours,
going on?
Bro. I'm UK hours. I work. What do you want
How
me to
do you
do?
Work and have all this time to talk about me and talk about everything related to me so many hours of the day and you're working at the same time? There's no fucking way.
I know. It's unreal. Can you believe it? Having a job and having hobbies. I know that that's like unbelievable. But it's not just you, Destiny, okay? I snark Gisticle too, okay? I snark everyone.
Really?
Snark is going to rise up, yeah.
If you have a moment, Destiny, I've been getting a lot of DMs. A rumor's been crossing the desk.
Yep.
Okay. Have a good night.
Have fun. Good luck. Talking about me for hours and hours in VCs more. Bye.
Are you blacklisting me?
I'm thinking about dissociating myself from every community where Doobie is inactive. Chatter, where do we still on the fucking server? I don't think I can handle that anymore.
Like, I understand your point here, and I actually agree with it, that these people going in and kind of creating these rumors constantly and spreading, like, and basically litigating why you are evil 24/7 is a problem. I agree with you 100%, right, on that. I just don't... I mean, just... I don't think it helps or will fix any issue by just blacklisting anyone that has any of these people in their server, right?
I disagree. I think it's a really effective way of doing things, and I think that's why that's their MO. Like, that's their entire goal, right? You agree that Doobie is trying to enforce a form of blacklist against me with the way that he donates to people, right?
I think he's pressuring you. I don't know if I'd say blacklisting, but it's definitely a pressure campaign, a manipulation campaign.
With thousands of dollars of money, right?
Sure, but it hasn't worked in my case, right? Sure. Like, this is something that they've been doing, not just for a month, not just for a couple months, but for over a year now, that they've been constantly harassing me, basically, and trying to get me to ban you and to not have you on, either by directly saying that, like a few community members, or as Doobie does, and say, I'm just not going to donate to you when you have Destiny on. That hasn't worked in my case. And so if you're going to blacklist people where communities this happens, I think you should probably make an exception for communities where it does not work. And I think that...
Yeah, but the problem is, when you say does not work, the issue is that, like, these people are so active in these communities, talking and talking and talking, and they will bring their friends in to talk and talk and talk. Like, it was happening a few months ago. Some people notice it. I think the only, like, really well-moderated community that, like, protects against this stuff is Loner Boxes. Some people notice it, but, like, four or five will join at the same time. They'll be in these VCs constantly talking about me. And now, like, at this point in my life where it has had, like, a severe negative, like, impact on, like, these people are direct participants in my court case right now, that's letting a fucking actual sex trafficker just, like, run free in the UK because they're so obsessed with, like, trying to talk about me and participate in my case all the time. I just don't know why I would want anything to do with communities where these people are just for 10 hours a day. You can't fight against it. It's too much. It's too much to constantly have somebody here. Like, these people are relitigating the Anne of War drama every single fucking day. 8-hour VC. I get sent so many recordings. Did you know there was another 7-hour VC last night in this politics? There was another 6-hour VC at Peace Coast. There was another 5-hour VC at Connors. Another 7-hour VC at Wix. Doobie was in there last night. Oh, you know how Vickers kept bringing up, like, didn't you do this? Wasn't this part of the Mr. Report? That was Doobie sending messages to him because it was in that fucking voice chat. And then he was there chatting for hours and hours after the debate. He was there this morning when I woke up, still talking about me. And then before I went to stream, he was also in there talking about me. Yes. Like, yeah, sorry.
Look, I'm going to be very clear with you. Mm-hmm. I 100% am on your side, and I do not agree with Doobie and what he is doing. But Doobie has been part of my community since it started. He is often in my VC and has been since it started just to chat. He often talks about you, but not always talks about you. Now, if you'd like, I can consider something like banning, unless you're on my stream, not letting them talk about you, right? Like, so if they do start litigating, did you hear about what Destiny did, X, Y, and Z? Maybe we can put a nix on that. But asking me to ban someone who hasn't broken my rules, I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll think about it. But the issue is, the way these people operate is, like, if somebody says something good about me in one of these VCs, they're all going to be in their side discords, like, sniping at the person, talking about the person. In some discords, maybe doxing the person.
You've shown me the evidence that this is the case. I 100% agree with this, yes.
Yeah, but then why, like, I just don't know why I would want to be associated. Like, it's just, like, it's so much. Like, why, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I get it.
Like...
But you understand, like, on my end of things, right? And I get that, like, this isn't something, like, you have to be altruistic for or anything like that. But, like, I do have a certain set of rules. I do have a certain set of values. And one of my values is I allow people to have discussions in my server about, even if I 100% disagree with them. Like, again, this is something that's been litigated in my Discord over and over and over again in a pressure campaign against me, which, again, has not affected. It doesn't have the same ramifications towards me as it does towards you. I understand that. I'm not on trial. I don't have a court case pending. But it is something that they have been pressuring me that has affected me. But, like, one of the reasons initially I took your side before knowing anything is because they were asking me to ban others and you were not. And I'm always going to side with the people, at least initially, who say, hey, you can do what you want. We're not going to try to pressure you or manipulate you in any way, shape, or form.
That's fine. Then in that case, my only request then, I guess, would be to not ban the streaming in that room. Because now I'm just going to set an alert up. And if any time these motherfuckers are chatting about me, I don't give a fuck if I'm sleeping. I don't care if I'm at my future wife's fucking having a birth in the hospital. I want to be able to jump in and talk to them. I don't care if I'm streaming or not. Because like, it can't be that these guys are 24/7 constantly chatting about me always. It's crazy. Dude, it's crazy.
No, I understand that, and I think you've demonstrated enough that that rule probably needs to change for that reason. Because if they're going to talk shit in my servers, and that you have to be able to respond, I get that. Yeah, we can make a change for that rule. Yeah, we can do that. I can do that. But I, like I said, if it's ban this person who hasn't broken any of my rules, I'm just not going to. I'm just letting you know.
So. Okay. All right. Okay. I love you. Be careful.
Is there anything else I can help you with today? Anything
you need? Nope, not right now.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, Destiny. Bye-bye.
Be careful. I love you. Bye.
Man himself.
Hello. Oh, what's up? Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad at all. It's crazy to feel as though
I got a question. Why is JStock, he's just sitting there watching like a fucking, like he's in the cuck chair? Why isn't he getting in there and talking about it?
The every single thing I say is just going to be repeating my media funnel for the next 5 years until the country collapses or we change everything.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point is that from the top down, these guys kind of set the narrative, but the narrative is like very loosely based in reality. And if they get like a direct conflict between what they've set the narrative to
but
be.
How don't their fans see it?
Like,
it's so easy because they're literally Wix calling him out like, hey, you feel strongly about this. Come on right now, JStock, come talk about it. But he just continues watching. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, I don't know. His claim is that he's scared of getting doxxed. But
he's
like
been doxxed, so what's scary?
It also
scary?
Doesn't make sense because it's like if I'm like an evil doxer, like am I ever looking at this and I'm like, God damn it, I can't dox him yet because he hasn't talked to me. Like, oh no. Like it's just
yeah, why wouldn't you just dox him?
Yeah, it's just stupid.
No matter what. Yeah. Like, who cares? I don't know.
Not that I would ever support doxing anybody. That's such a horrible, evil thing to do.
Of course. People that even Stephen Bonnell doesn't have.
Also,
this is amazing.
Am I misremembering this? Or didn't Dicker say over and over again that he's not friends with Jistical, that these people hate him, that he's not part of these communities, that, oh, I guess he walked that back after he revealed 300 messages plus spending 10-hour voice chats and...
Dylan.
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad at all. It's crazy to feel as though I've got access to people that even Stephen Bonnell doesn't have. This is amazing.
Hey, it's actually, like, totally, totally, totally crazy. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking the piss. Yeah, you want to talk about the reporting stuff?
Well, I was just going to explain to you what happened. So it was,
what actually happened?
It was, I think, in December that I basically said, I think we should report this guy, right? And it was after he had doxxed people in my Discord who were just discussing his case.
Why does he always say that? Who are the people that got doxxed? And what, when, why? Why does he just say it was just people discussing his case? Also, why does he say discussing when they're an active participant in it? These people are basically, I don't even know what the fuck you'd call them. They don't want to appear as witnesses, and they definitely have parties to the case, but they're feeding information to Joan and somehow hiding from discovery at the same time.
And then he was on a live stream, and he started like laughing about how, since he was doxing people in the Discord, that so many people were leaving the Discord. And that, to me, I was like, oh, he's like trying to cause like a chilling effect, not just on talking about him, but like on my community in general, right?
Like, imagine the horrors of not being able to constantly intervene in a court case, harass and abuse every single person surrounding me, repost rumors from Kiwi Farms or Lolcow about me or my girlfriend. And he's like, oh, fuck, he's trying to chill us just talking about him. Like, okay.
He's trying to kill my community?
Like, they present this. What is the meme? It's like you're hitting yourself over and over and over again. You're like, I can't. I'm dying. It's just stop snarking me. Just stop obsessively talking about me and everybody around me forever. I don't even care if you want to criticize my politics, if you want to talk shit about, if you think I'm ugly or whatever the fuck, I don't care. Whatever. If you want to talk about that, that's fine. Just stop obsessively snarking about me. It's so easy. As soon as you stop, like, we all just stop. Like, it's all over. Like, it's on you. It's so easy to just not be fucking weird as fuck. That's such an easy thing to do.
And then he also, in that same stream, threatened multiple other creators, or at least one other creator. He threatened Pisco, said his community needed to be totally wiped out.
Threatened P- Peace, did I say his community needed to be totally wiped out? Peace Coast community was being fucking invaded. I think like six of these fucking losers joined at the same time. And his chat, I'm pretty sure Peace Coast chat while I was debating him had chatters that were like, Rose was 17 or whatever. Like, they're like spamming crazy shit. I don't remember if I said Peace Coast community was wiped out. Jesus Christ.
Or deserved to be totally wiped out. Right? Mm-hmm. And to me, I was like, okay, well, he's been threatening to dox people for a long time. He's putting people at like actual risk. And not only that,
at actual risk. By the way, like, what is one bad thing that's happened to any of these people? Nothing. Literally nothing. Like, nothing has happened to any of these people. He keeps saying at risk. No one cares about you, little bro. No one is doing anything to you. No one cares. Nothing has happened to any of you. Nobody gives a fuck about any of you. Like, that's it.
But he is now dox someone adjacent to something in a community. By the way, he did more after that as well. And he's like threatening additional people on top of that. It's like, this guy is not playing by the rules. If he was just
not playing by the rule. Oh my God. This guy is literally funneling information to Pixie to try to help her win her bullshit court case. Pretty sure that E-Rape Defense channel in his Discord, I think, is it still locked where the only person that can view it is Pixie? Like, what? I don't know why he keeps acting like I'm so involved. Beth, thank you for the 20 gifted tier 1 subs, buddy.
You know, if he was just doing content and shit, that's one thing. But obviously, we operate in a space where we all make money from this. And if he is going to, like, straight up dox people in another community intentionally just to try to kill that community, like, openly as a creator, yeah, he deserves to be deplatformed.
Oh, but you guys for cheering on and clapping when people are being harassed from emailing campaigns for your guys' shit, or when you guys are trying to destroy my entire life and the lives of every single person around me, that's fair game. Okay.
And by the way, I didn't even report him. Like,
Illuminator, thank you for the 5 gifted subs.
If he is going to like straight up dox people in another community intentionally just to try to kill that community, like openly as a creator, yeah, he deserves to be deplatformed. And by the way, I didn't even report him on Kick. I just reported his YouTube.
Okay. So I...
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
The difficulty is, I can understand your rationalization of that stuff. What I said in the debate was basically true. If you've got videos and stuff where he's doxing these people, I can understand reporting those videos. That'd be my stance for like Bad Empanada. I think by standards that a lot of other people hold, I don't know why Leia Sapienti is acting as though it's a fucking crazy thing. Diorio did the exact same shit with Salvo, and nobody batted a fucking eye. So it does seem like you're getting a bit of a tough shake with that, but I don't know if I'm necessarily endorsing it. I don't know if I...
Well, I don't... Sorry, I don't need you to endorse it.
I don't disagree.
I didn't tell anybody they had to, like, go and do it. I just posted, like, here's the timestamps. You can go in.
I don't know if I...
Well, I don't... Sorry, I don't need you to endorse it.
I don't disagree.
I didn't tell anybody they had to, like, go and do it.
Like, what are we talking about? I didn't tell anybody to do it. I just said, here's all the steps to go in for us to mass report this channel. What?
I just posted, like, here's the timestamps. You can go in. You can go report him, right? If you want to. I'm not, like, there was no forcing people to do it. And yeah, if you just don't...
What does that mean, forcing people? How would you even force somebody to do it? What is this weird standard now? I didn't force anybody to do it. I was just showing people exactly, navigate to youtube.com, click more at the top of these links, scroll to the bottom, click report user, harassment, cyberbullying, paste external links, TOS policy, in addition to that, say this person is acting harassment or doxing campaign, here's a link, blah, 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 and include relevant tweets, blah, blah, blah. And then here's like the tweets to link, and here's everything. Oh, okay. But he wasn't forcing anybody. He wasn't forcing anybody to do it.
Well, I'm totally forced to go stay in his apartment, so maybe.
Oh. But he didn't force anybody. It's not like he was at gunpoint, right? Not at gunpoint, right?
Like it, you don't like that, but I think it's perfectly reasonable for me to say that we should report this, right?
I feel like that's the exact same way how Otley Noah didn't get his artist to be able to DMCA somebody. He just like gave them the opportunity and then kind of like strung them away.
I'm not saying I actually asked other people to help. Like
I'm not saying I actually asked other people to help. What?
Like gave them the opportunity and then kind of like strung them away.
I'm saying I actually asked other people to help. Like I said, we should report this guy. Here's the argument for reporting this guy. I think that's totally legitimate.
Hi, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's this gayness I'm hearing on the back channels?
I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet, but I'm thinking of just excising every part of my life that includes Doobie being in voice chats for 12 hours a day, talking about how I'm a pedophile, rapist, or whatever. I don't know if I want anything to do with any of those Discord servers.
Okay. Is that Doobie's principal sin so far?
I mean, it's one of many, but I just, yeah, I think I can have that boundary. I think it's okay for me.
Okay. Well, then I'm calling you from a phone because I'm busy doing shit, but I don't know. I'll text you about it later.
Okay. Have fun. Be careful.
All right. Bye.
Anyone got a clip of that? Sure. Yep. It's a substance clip right here. Hold on. Simply substance. Let me throw up the clip for you guys.
I think they wipe that Discord last year for Gisticles? MDC or MD charged. Thank you for the 5 gifted subs. That Maywand person has 36,112 messages in that server. Is that just in the last year or was it not wiped last year? Bruh. Really?
We gotta get rid of Discord.
What does Doobie have on these people? He donates thousands of dollars to all of them, which is like...
Money.
That's what he's doing, right? Is buying friends, buying support, buying access. Glamleon, thank you for gifting 10 subs in Kick Chat, buddy.
Where is it? Dude, where is this substance clip?
He's got so many of them.
I'm trying to find it here real quick. Now I can't find it. Really? I can find it in 2 seconds. Someone send me the substance clip, the December one. Substance, if you're here, send me the clip.
They might cancel my show tomorrow. Just...
Oh, whoops, we're still talking. Anyway, it's him. It's him saying like he's being asked why he docks people, and that's the context of the conversation. And at the end, he goes, "Yeah, all these weird communities need to just get wiped out. Peace goes included." And that to me is he's in the mind of this is what I'm doing. I'm destroying these communities. He's accusing them of doxing. But he really knows they're just talking shit. He doesn't really think I doxed him. He understands that I was friends with him when almost all of the doxing that happened to his friends occurred, right? He knows that. He knows that he has no timeline to even claim I could be responsible. He's totally raped on that.
I don't even know. I'm sorry. I'm just like, the idea that, what, I just don't like these people because they talk shit about me? Like, that's it? Like if that's the perspective... I mean, I guess it makes it easy on my end, right? If you're going to lie about that obviously, then I mean, it makes it pretty obvious that you're, that you can't actually defend the arguments as they exist in reality. But
he's just basically been spiraling for the past while.
Thank you, Casalo, for the 5 gifted subs. I'm definitely spiraling right now. When for the first time in like a year and a half, there's finally a spotlight on these people and they are scrambling and scurrying to get all of their shit figured out.
He's looking for some contradiction when he goes to fight me. And that's all he can do is he can just keep fighting for contradictions. So I don't need you to say that it's like what you support or anything like that. I don't need you to say that. But I'm totally fine with saying, yeah, I advocated for this and the exact reason I did. Trying to dox people in my community until it dies. That would be enough. But then he was also threatening adjacent content creators, which I thought was fucked.
True.
Yeah, I don't necessarily. I mean, it doesn't. You know, obviously, my takes are my takes. What you kind of like do or don't need me to say, that's not going to... really be involved
Question.
In all of that.
When he brings up the trying to dox adjacent content creators, this is more of like the trying to create, I assume, what's the word? Like turbulence within like the communities. So he's probably hoping that someone like clips this, sends it to Pisco, and then Pisco's like, oh, he was trying to do this?
Yeah, they try. What they do is they try. It's like super apparent if you're not fucking retarded. But basically, they try to have people that they're allies with, and then they'll constantly praise that person and donate money to that person and then
like
talk that person up. And then if they see somebody and they feel like that person's not being loyal enough, then they will attack that person, say that person's a fucking loser. Do shit like that basically to try to so this is happening literally right now in Gisticles Discord server when Doobie hopped in hopped in earlier who was just here Wick
too many screenshots
yeah seriously Destiny about to blacklist Wick for Doobie being in a server Limfeo after Wick just pledged undying fealty. Poor Wick getting blacklisted after all that. Wick is like pleading. Oh my dear God. He's gonna hang
Wick
himself.
Wick wasn't even pleading. He was being like normal. He was just like, all right, well, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna, that's a boundary for me.
Doesn't matter.
But here's what I can do. Like, it was a normal convo.
True. But when Connor came in, Connor didn't commit to anything. So, bro, Connor is so based. Honestly, hope he covers this shit tomorrow. Like, it's so transparent. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I would feel humiliated if people, like, glazed me this fucking obviously for trying to get something out of me. I just think it's crazy, but...
Because I'm thinking about, in terms of contacting YouTube to be able to get them off the platform, I'm legitimate, if they're doing shit like that, if what you're saying is, like, totally fucking correct, They are, I think I've seen clips of that, in fact. Destiny talking about doxing random chatters and random community members in your community and then trying to basically destroy it and like ruin you monetarily. I can understand why you would want to do that. I don't know about the incitement for like several people.
I don't know if that exists, if I said that. Honestly, it could have been at some point that I started saying anybody in this community. I don't know. There might be a clip out there if I said it. If I did say it, then it would have been around the time when Kiwi Farms was literally doxing every single person in my community. So if I did say this, it was probably at that point. I don't know if you guys remember this, but like if you tweeted out something defending me, Kiwi Farms was doxing like just Twitter users, like saying like, oh, this guy is a whatever, we found his job, blah, blah, blah. Like it was completely fucking random. I had a ton of my... Or not a ton. I had four or five members of my mod team quit around when that happened. They were people that stuck through the court case being announced, but then they had to quit afterwards because it was like way too much heat on every random person around me being doxxed.
But yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. I don't. Okay. Was this incitement in the Snark server?
I posted this stuff in the Snark server. Yeah. Well, I say I. I'm just saying I. I don't know if it was me or somebody like I would have supported doing it.
It was him. But why post it in the Snark server? Why not just post it in your own server if you have so much justification for it?
Do you know what I mean?
Just a reminder, snarking is a loser activity. And if you incessantly spend all of your time doing this on random online content creators, you're a fucking giga loser.
Yeah, true.
I'm just saying I, because it might as well be I.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you get what I mean? Like technically, it could have been one of my mods, or it could have been like Ryle or something who posted it. I don't remember exactly who posted it, but I'm just saying I, for the sake of the argument. I don't need to run from those people or say that, like, in that case, that was something I supported and something I was talking to them about. So if they posted about it, it would just be me, it would be on me.
But why wasn't it in his public logistical server? Why was it on the secret one?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Like I say, it's just difficult to give like a fucking a strict thing, because usually that would be fucking verboten, and I don't know if I've thought about instances where that would be justified. But yeah, I'm saying I'm undecided. So I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm not saying that I support it. And I haven't made those reports as well. But no, I understand the... I think I understand the motivations there, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, if you're going to basically make people like fear real-world harm, if you're going to do that to...
Make people feel like there might be real-world harm, like what is happening to me constantly. Like, but whatever. I mean, these guys are based, I guess, yeah.
Just chill criticism against you, chill conversation.
I love that. Chill, like, I can't handle people criticizing me. True, bro. I just want to chill all criticism, bro.
About your lawsuit and to try to chill people.
Also, not conversations. You are an active participant. You understand how, like, improper that is? How weird that is? That you're feeding information, feeding lines, feeding potential victims, feeding witness, whatever, to Pixie? Like, you're in the court docs, bro. Like, you're literally in the court docs asking Pixie what you're allowed to speak about. So I don't know why... He's acted like they're just like random people chatting about this.
Genuinely, if you wanted, could you have deposed him?
Maybe. International stuff is a lot harder.
It's really hard.
Yeah, and I don't want to drag this out.
No, it's not even worth the money or whatever. Yeah. But
also, they can all lie.
Yeah, they can.
And they all do lie, right? Pixie's lied about almost everything in her fucking deposition. So yeah.
People like fear real world harm. If you're gonna do that to. Just chill criticism against you, chill conversations about your lawsuit, and to try to chill people from participating in my community, yeah, fuck you. Incredibly harmful.
Is it
person.
Your community that Esports Batman was having that conversation in?
Yep. And to try to chill people from participating in my community, yeah, fuck you. Incredibly harmful.
Is it
person.
Your community that Esports Batman was having that conversation in?
Yep.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm starting to see some of that. All right. Yeah, I'm
still
undecided. I don't know if I'm going to come to like a firm decision on that. Because again, I can understand taking down videos and reporting those, but going after the channel. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. But yeah, then again, I don't.
Isn't it a little suspicious that the Snark community attacks anyone against Asan, really, but hasn't touched Asmongold? Like, are they afraid of him, or is he working with them? No, Asmongold and Hassan do not touch each other. The anti-establishment forces will always align to attack the establishment forces. Okay? It happened in fucking Nazi Germany with the commies and the Nazis and the other far-right parties. It happened with the Soviets and Nazi Germany in Poland with the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. And it's happening now with Asmongold and Hassan. The anti-establishment forces will always exist in a horseshoe-esque thing while they attack the consensus middle. That's what they do. The reason why they went after Tecton is because I'm pretty sure Tecton was making videos and attacking Hassan and calling him crazy and wacky and doing stuff. That's why they were also anti-Tecton.
The logic is basically he's operating outside of like...
It's going to happen to me, right?
Yeah, well, imagine that I could, you know, as somebody, we're both bakers, and I could, like, poison your flour so that it ruined, like, 80% of your bread. You have to go to, like, a third party to stop that. That's not how the competition works. You can't just say, well, why aren't you poisoning my bread back? Right? You get what I'm saying, right? In terms of trying to prevent participation in the community? It's literally got a name. I believe it's tortious interference.
Is this the DDoS kit argument? Sorry. This is a crazy retarded analogy, though, but okay.
Yeah, I was going to use that term, but I try not to use the fucking legal shit. But no, I get the motivations and stuff. It's just it is legitimately difficult for me to consider whether that is cool or not.
Well, you just don't want to take...
Wow, Corbett Coven, welcome. Or thank you for gifting 5 tier 2 subs in my DGG chat.
I don't know if these people... Which is totally fine. Take your time. I don't need to press you for a position. Take your time and come to whatever decision you want. I'm just saying that to me, like, I have thought about it. Obviously, I didn't even report this guy when he tried to dox me. Like, when he tried to dox multiple other people. I didn't even report him back then. I was like, no, I'm really against it. I've, like, never wanted to do this before. And again, it was just YouTube. It was not even a kick. I said in a clip, because when it first happened, I was pretty upset. I was like, I think this would give me the justification to go after everything. Like, literally everything. I think I'm totally justified in doing that. But I didn't end up calling for it or going after a kick.
Just as a heads up, he has gone after everything by helping Pixie with her frivolous lawsuit. That was the goal of that lawsuit, was to destroy my career, my reputation, and then drain me of all my money that I've earned in my entire life, by the way. That was the goal. And that is what he's actively participating in, while lying about it, by the way. But
it's just the YouTube stuff.
I mean, by their standards, it's hard to disagree with that. I guess it depends what your standards are, but I can't think of an example where something like this has, like, ever fucking happened. It's it's fucking insane. Where a huge content creator has been locked on, like, a former associate this fucking hard. The closest thing that I can think of...
Is he talking about me locking on a gistical or gistical locking on a me? Because if he's talking about me locking on a gistical, he's so close to getting it, but not quite there. Wow, Fear Darkness 118. Thank you for gifting 10 subs and kick chat.
Do you remember Dark Viper AU when he used to do this shit with, is it like Cyberboy or something? It's an orbiter of him who disagreed with him. And then he like goes and streams his content, A-logs him, and says to everybody, unsubscribe right now if you're a subscriber of Cyberboy. But that was like one stream. That was like two streams. I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
aren't these people sitting there talking about you for fucking 8 hours a day?
Yes, or anybody near me. Like, I don't like to dig this stuff up because it's fucking disgusting and gross, and it's hard that there are like other people involved that I don't really want like to be involved or have anything to do anymore. But like, Kelly was just dumping the most disgusting fucking shit about like my girlfriend at the time. And the only reason why, I think 90% of chat doesn't even know that I was even dating anybody. The only reason why was because she hadn't come out and publicly disavowed me on her small Twitter account. And that was a green light for Gistical's entire Discord server to just copy paste like the most disgusting fucking comments, rumors, whatever the fuck else from a psycho lolcow. And he still defended that even after all of that happened. He still defended it.
You know, content, but...
This video is...
I stood by Kelly Jean as he like talked about the hemorrhoids of Destiny's girlfriend. You gotta stand by your guests, bro. You can't just throw them under the bus like this. This is fucked up. This is actually fucked up.
Well, okay, so basically you don't care then. You just like...
I mean, sorry, I told her it was bad, but like I didn't ban her or anything. I didn't go like, Kelly, you've ruined the stream and kick her out.
He's gone.
Not even in Discord, but on stream. Like, these guys were all constantly just posting it, like, doing, like, the most disgusting fucking shit ever. And it's just, like, for somebody who's no involvement whatsoever, she's never made any public statements on any of this stuff. She's never said anything about this.
She's just a random girl,
literally a random person. Yeah. But, like, it's all these people are just, ugh. And it's like, he just wants to silence all criticism. And it's like, Jesus Christ. Okay. Destiny jokes his way out of explaining what he means by fair game. Snooze 79191. Willie Mac and Destiny DMs. Only one of these people retained child porn on their computer. Gotta love DGG desperately trying to disprove this fact. Statement from the mod team. Now remove the DGG mod. Tectone pivoted to anti-Hassan content right after his ex filed a police report against him. Oh, I bet this guy is in that Snark server. Guaranteed 100%. See the anti-Tectone shit? Streamer explains why Aspigold likes Crimson Desert so much. Streamer.
No. Right now.
Who? What streamer is this?
Fair skinned dudes.
Oh, report that. Women
who... What?
Oh, it's 2 months old. Well, the streamer name's on the title.
Oh. Well, Asmongold's in the title, right?
Yeah, but he's not the streamer. Triple S.
So if they just pretend that everyone's really mad.
What is this? I've said it many times, and I'll say it again here. If you're not willing to talk about the facts of the case, then your opinion of the judge is worthless. Oh, maybe he's talking to somebody else who doesn't want to talk to? Damn, this guy's Tecton's number one hater. Do you have proof of that? Oh, he posted this thread. Nice. Destiny missed having doxed people before trying to reel it back in. The same committee doxing and A-logging his kid and his mother. We were supposed to care about him. Esports Abandon has a long history. Do you have any proof of that? Hold on, I'm trying. Of the people I've doxed.
You would never dox.
One. True. Oh my god. Gistical points out Destiny's confusion with a source given to him by one of his chatters during his debate with Taylor Lorenz. r/political stream failed. The fuck is that subreddit?
So this is originally an 18 plus server.
Internet Zen Master, thank you. The fact that anal violence is...
Sheesh.
Casey John, friend of the show, and my favorite...
Lawyer and YouTuber Pisco Liddy comments on Ethan Klein's recent threats to Casey Tron. Quote, this is scumfuck behavior, end quote.
It's the person of the
this guy's
month.
In the server?
100% this guy's in that server. Guaranteed, yeah. It's all, these are all the, yeah, supporting the Splinter communities, attacking me in any way possible, you know, rehosting all of my accusations, supporting all of the weirdos.
You should write his
Casey
name
Tron.
Down for the manifesto.
There's so many of these fucking people. Casey Tron addresses the recent threats made by Ethan Klein against her.
Nux is a fuck.
Tectone defends Nux. Why does he... Destiny comments on Hassan's decision to go back to exclusively streaming on Twitch.
It reminds me of whenever Amarath started wearing a cowboy.
Casey Tron calls Ember a pick-me for incel freak.
You caused a V2...
Okay. How much... How long? Oh my god. Oh, he's a Pisco poster too. Nice. Appreciation for Pisco fighting against audience capture as I try to audience capture you.
So you think this was like the big audience capture time?
Yeah, this is, yeah, 100%. Like, you can tell, yeah, by the, yeah, way. 1,000,000%. Yeah, of course. Yeah. They all have the same talking points. I'll do this shit. Yeah. Destiny explains why the Pixie and Destiny both did bad things. Argument is bad. Read bottom to top. Nicholas Diorio. I love Destiny, but you're completely delusional if you think someone would vouch for him. He's a PR nightmare, my dude. Aw. Pisco.
Pisco. Yes or no?
Oh, shit. I feel like this guy got... I wonder if this guy got legitimately converted.
Into what?
Like, this guy looks like he used to be a fan of mine. Like, I don't think that... I thought that comment was like a gay ops, like a sarcastic comment. I don't think it was, though. Because I saw... Fuck, what did I see?
These people's minds get absolutely fucking pillaged by being in these discords
when you
for
stay
10
there,
hours.
Yeah.
And hearing every single bad thing. So even if it's not true, they're eventually going to believe it. It's the same thing. It's why advertisements work. I mean,
he's making comments here about Aaron. So somebody has a thread titled, fucking hell, please stop with the meta conversations with Aaron. And then I see this guy's comment here is, what sets Aaron apart from leftists like Prime who think the Dems are genocidal maniacs? Yesterday's conversation gave me the impression that she agrees with Prime on every issue and that the only thing they don't have in common is his stubbornness in regards to voting for the lesser of two evils. I think it's not an unfair assessment to say that these people want to co-opt the Democratic Party. Damn. Why is no one
begging Wick? Oh, sorry.
Why is no one obsessed with the war in Ukraine and Russian war crimes? There's literally a genocide going on right now, and you're more concerned about the morality of wearing women's clothing in a war zone. That's the real goofy shit. Oh, this guy was like defending me in this thread.
We lost a good warrior.
Damn, how the fuck? I wonder what happened. Holy shit.
Reach out to him. Let's see if we can get him on.
Because AB accused his community of hacking his account. Is that about AB accusing my community of... Yeah, this is about me too. Jesus. Well, find the inflection point where he flipped. It's ridiculous. This is 6 months ago. It's ridiculous that I don't suppose, that Hassan wants to play this political game when it undermines his political positions and boosts his opposition. Perhaps I'm wrong, but if he's not pushing back, then why did he oppose to what his character said? I don't think this is stupid. Okay, I don't know what he's saying. How do you know? Were you there? What is this? He seemed like he was interested in the debate here. So maybe 7 months ago, he was still a loyal DGGer, maybe? Defending Darius? Oh, Empath Chan 7 months ago. Ooh, could that have been the inflection point? Mizkif Defender? What if he was a sleeper cell? The flip was probably when Pisco ditched you. No, that happened like a year and a half ago, didn't it?
Yes or no?
Yes, sir. 5 months ago. It's blown out of proportion, and they didn't deserve the level of vitriol that these cunts gave them for it. And when CBS was called to their home, Denham's had a good laugh about it, downplayed it, called it sympathy farming, and slandered Ela. I don't care if Ethan bullies these cunts because they're cry bullies, just like the majority of the public. It's pretty simple. Difference is, I don't think Destiny is exaggerating. He calls Trump a fascist, so I'm not going to have sympathy for him, as such comments make him unsafe. Do you think Bad Empanada is exaggerating when he said their house is covered in dog shit? Blah, blah, blah. Do you think? What was the point? What was the inflection point?
Oh.
4 months ago. Stop spamming Destiny clips. Oh.
She got tired of
your 5 months ago. The minor at that time testified that she was underage.
Oh.
This is the public record. You called Marty Supreme mid? December 31st, 2025. Dubie donated $1,000 to him. Based. Oh. Wait. Who is Gistical? Never heard of him. Former DGGer of the year who jumped ship when it was discovered that Destiny is a sex pest. Based. No, wait. That's an anti-me comment, right? First funny Destiny clip in months. Stop spamming this. What the fuck? I'm putting this in this channel. Here, you see this. Okay. Does she look like she's 9? Yeah. Good one. That was a good meme. Shit, stop. Okay. We're good. I don't know. Don't care. I mean, I do care, but we may never know. How bad is that Aiden call? I never listened to it because I don't know. But is it like actually fucked or?
Who's killing who?
Thomas and his wife are going to amicably decide to leave this earth. So Thomas is going to agree to roll over and take his wife. God, dude. I want to fucking burst this fat tubby sack of shit open like a fucking pinata.
Where the fuck is Dickers? Dickers.
What's Louie doing?
Diggers is asking Beckett if this is okay to talk about right now.
Do these guys all sound like they're stoners? Do you think these guys all smoke?
They probably do. These are fucking losers.
Give him a second.
Oh, he is. I'm Joe. I'm fine. Just as long as he isn't fucking, like, advocating for actual fuck shit.
Jesus! I didn't know Diggers was in this, too. Fuck! I wish I had time to listen to this before the debate now. What?
No, I'm putting out a call to the Dox Department, wife and his family.
Wait, what?
No, I'm putting out a call to Doc's apartment, wife and his family.
Dickers, are you drunk right now, dude? We're slurring your words.
He's already been docked.
What's going on, bro?
Dickers is drunk as fuck.
He says his name.
Dickers is knocked up right now.
Wife has a different surname?
Nope.
She does.
She adopted his name.
So you're going to wear a maiden name? Okay, good. So she's not the exact same surname as him.
Yeah, does that make sense?
And she deserves it, by the way. She's complicit.
Okay, looking forward to when they're going to get kicked off. Wounded heart. Any day now? Any day? I'm sure like Homeboy has that, by the way. If he wants to go out himself.
Yeah, I'm gonna gut his wife like a fish.
Yeah, and then he's not floating and go, and then it'll be all laps and games.
I don't have a fucking wife.
Yeah, but Gokata needs to break up with you. Otherwise, she's complicit in what you're doing.
I'm not dating Gokata.
What?
I'm not dating Goat.
I don't even know what the
f- yeah.
They do. They know I'm not dating Goat.
No, but literally.
You drilling this, Aiden?
Are you guys still in the same room?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys still in the same room?
Are you guys making a fort right now?
Killing. Wait, 7K, can we write a song about Lyle's wife?
Oh,
dude,
God.
Dude, I'll get Dumpy to make a fucking beat.
You need to go off Discord and get a bet.
Killing Lyle's wife. Strangling Lyle's wife. I don't even need a knife.
Oh, man.
Because I'm fucking killing Lyle's wife. With my bare hands.
This guy wakes up next morning. And
kill Lyle's wife with a soda can. Does that bitch drink a lot of soda?
Dude, this guy needs to go to fucking bed. You guys go to bed,
no,
dude.
You guys are fucking cowards. Shut the fuck up. Aiden gets it now. He's full power.
You know, he's a coward. The people next to him in the hotel can hear this shit.
Yeah, and what are they going to do? Stop him from killing Lyle's wife?
These Discord servers are what happens when teachers actually crack down on bullying. Yeah, I feel like in real life you're forced to like actually be around other people, so it kind of forces you to be normal, or else you kind of get ostracized for behavior like this. One of the biggest issues with the internet, I said this before, it's my toaster fucking analogy, is that you can always like congregate with other super weird antisocial people and like get in a Discord and be very weird and antisocial. And I think to some extent in the past, isolating people like this probably isn't good, but I also don't think it's good to have a lot of these people, you know, like synergizing with each other. Like imagine you have a very antisocial kid, but you put him in a group with other people who are ultra antisocial. I feel like it's really bad. Is this the same guy that was on last night?
You can find your group for anything.
For anything, yeah.
If you're a fucking flat earther, there's a group out there for you. If you're a neo-Nazi, they're all out there.
Yeah, it's called
they're
MAGA.
Just a click away.
What are we listening to? Well, this is a leak call from Aiden. I think Dickers is in this call as well. And it's just, could you remember when I asked yesterday? Remember, because people have all these crazy fucking theories about me. Remember when I asked yesterday, and you have these people, they talk to me forever, what is the worst thing that my community has ever done? What is the worst thing? Because I'm like the boogeyman of these people. What was the answer that the guy gave? Was it just me?
I think he said Anna?
The Anna Voir
stuff.
Oh, no,
your community.
It might have been. Oh, yeah.
The Anna Voir stuff doing the...
We spent 45 minutes arguing, if you tell your community, stop talking about this person, go talk about them here, and then you post a link to their KiwiFarms thread, this is like malicious, horrible harassment. Could you imagine, like, I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect, but like, it feels weird to say, but I will say this. My moral character is so much higher than 99% of the fucking people in this space, especially the people that are operating as critics of me. Of all the shit that's ever leaked to me, could you imagine some fucking video of me talking about like gutting and murdering somebody, or like fucking me shocking my fucking animal in the fucking background, or any of the crazy fucking things that is of leaked messages between me and Melina, where I'm like, I love you, I love you, I love you, please come back, I'll be your Dr. K, Melina, after committing her to a psych. Like if any of these things had like, it would just be over, like one of these things. And the double standard is fucking crazy, bro.
Oh my god, he's still going.
Drive the car off a cliff.
Were they making it sound like Dickers and Aiden are in the same room together? I didn't realize how close friends these two were. I don't know, in the same room. Or you mean Discord room? These guys are all close friends. They all act like it. Remember yesterday they were like, we're not, I don't even know these people. I get banned from all these spaces. I'm not friends with any of these people and blah, blah, blah. But like we saw that like immediately after the debate,
man himself.
Hello. You know, Dickers hops, you know, right onto fucking Gistical stream to talk about it. All these people are friends. All of these people are close to each other. No, like are in the same physical room? Oh, I don't know if they're the same physical room or not, but
Lyle's wife's a bitch.
Aiden, do you have any water? You gotten any water?
You guys are losers. Chill out. They go play.
We're doxing Lyle Bonkoy's wife or something.
Punching Lyle's wife in her fucking throat. You're gonna take her body and throw it off a boat.
Oh shit, they're rap battling
Moon.
Oh no.
Wait,
hey, do you actually want Lyle's wife's job? I found her LinkedIn. Do you actually want
it? He already told us and he posted like her picture 3 times.
Just as a joke though, guys.
And told us her position at the job. Wait, hold on, I'm gonna DM you something. I think
Lumpy, Aiden. We've been working towards this whole time. We finally unlocked like true Aiden.
Oh, wait. Apparently, they are in the same room. They all met up in real life for this call. They met up with Queeman and Perry as well. Wait a second. Was this years ago? Do I know about this? If this is what I think it is, I feel like years ago, a bunch of commentary people met up, and they were all like such weirdo antisocial fucks that that one meeting was enough to make it so some people like never, ever, ever wanted to see these people ever again. Oh, this was 6 months ago? Okay, never mind. I'm thinking of a different thing then. Never mind. Forget it.
Hey, dismembering Lyle's wife.
Okay, so these guys are all in the same room.
Anyways, yeah, Aiden's like drunk and like on a Lyle killing spree right now.
Instead of a Lyle convoy, it was Benjamin and Yahoo that we were slicing open like a pig. That'd be kind of cool.
No, that'd be fucked up. What, do you have a problem with Israel?
I don't have a problem with Israel.
I don't have a problem with Israel. Yeah, nice try, buddy. We're talking about Leo Convoy's wife right now. Okay?
Do you mean Discord room or actual room? Actual room. Like, in real life.
Is she hot? Where's Dick?
No, she needs to fucking die.
She's so bad.
We're killing her. IRL.
Kidnapping Lyle's wife.
Is she hot enough to, like, rape before you kill her? Or
look at 7K's profile. Look at 7K's profile.
I want you to keep this all in mind while you dox her and fuck with her wife.
Wait, that's what his wife looks like?
Yes.
Ew. That's fucking grody, dude.
He deserves it. You see it, right? It's like, it's deserved. Come on, dude.
This is the guy who is saying, we all need to come together as the commentary community and defend the Snark server against Destiny and his attacks. Jesus.
Sheesh.
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 What the fuck is this? This and then...
Absolutely. There's actually some terrible allegations. Absolutely horrific stuff, I gotta say, that's been brought up about Wick in the last day. So Bug Squander has been pressing for information. At Ginger Remoth, did Wick ask for consent prior to groping yourself and Madame Genevieve in that photo that was posted? As you can see here, if we get some zoom and enhanced analysis going on, you can see here Wick is touching, it appears to be Madame Genevieve's outer thigh and knee, and this is the outer thigh here as well, the outer thigh and knee on Ginger Remoth. Now, obviously, we've got the response here. He did not ask, he did not say, man, would you mind if I touched your leg, before he touched your leg. Now, it's the sexual harassment HR meme. It is. It's like, tell me you wouldn't be traumatized if Wick touched your leg. Come on.
Just to be clear, everything people claim is a lie. These are malicious lies that are the exact opposite of the truth. Here's Ginger in her own words today. She reached out to me to be clear about this. Oh, this is today.
Sheesh.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.